downtown.
Yo,
and we back, and we back, and we back.
Episode 53 of the 53 of the Sunday Dinner Podcast.
Yes, sir.
What wild number of jersey? What player athlete can we look forward to?
I feel like 53 is very common in any like starting NFL linebacker. Damn. Or something like that.
So what was Michael Strahan's number again?
92.
I know, no, it's 92. Damn it,
we got a wild. Man, you know what's funny? I seen interview with Michael Strahan. He was doing like sneaker shopping. I know he caught flack because like 1 year on April Fool's, he had posted like he had closed his gap. And
oh yeah, they were hot.
People
were hot. I'm like, I thought I was just joking. Like, man, people was really like, no, why would you do that, man? You gonna mess up the image?
Yeah,
like,
image, yo, the brand. Yeah, man. I remember people being upset about that. God damn. Okay.
But before we start this one off, I do want to shout out Esteem Garments, man. Shout out to my
sir,
our guys over there. Hit us with some merch.
Appreciate it.
Definitely, if you need any. All your merch needs, he got you too. I'll put his link in the description. Esteem Garments on Instagram too. So yeah, check him out.
Yeah, cop the merch or start your own merch. Hit him up.
For shit show.
Yes, sir. And
merch coming soon.
On the way.
Yeah. All right. Out the gate. Wow.
Wait, you want to go out the...
Sorry. No, yeah. I was going to start the first topic.
I was going to say, so now that we got video, we just kind of up the production every week. So we came through behind us. You can check out the albums. They're up there for a reason. Well, I put them up, so I guess I can go through them.
the aesthetics.
The aesthetics.
Got the vibes going.
So behind B, we got, you know, two of B's. Well, B, probably B's favorite group, two of B's favorite artists, Kendrick and Cole.
Then Outkast up there.
Got Drake, you know,
Take Care.
Put my guy Russ.
For Russ, got Russ.
Yes, sir.
I guess I should have put that on Russ's side.
We got Solange. Solange, Bigfoot legend. Don't touch my hair. It's one of the greatest songs ever.
The good Solange album, you know what I mean? Where she actually said
something.
Words. You know
what I mean? She's seen things that she imagined.
Dope album, though. That's for the queens out there. You know what I mean? Also behind me, Jay-Z, the Black album. You know what I mean? It was coming off the first retirement, so it was like Jordan in 93. Retirement. He was coming back.
Yeah. Before he retired, he dropped his last one.
Let me try. Yeah, before he retired, but he came back with some more classes. He got rings.
Last
that.
Song I sing wasn't the last song he sang.
We shit on Miguel last episode, so I put Miguel up there.
Put up there.
Skywalker was a good record on this album. This album was decent, not better than either one of the first.
Somebody
two.
Tweeted me too when I about Miguel's album. Miguel's EP was not trash.
Big trash.
And I just replied with just laughing emoji because I'm looking at who sang it. So.
Boy, you should reply with cheeks. Over, you know, behind Russ, I'm not sure if the frame's catching. We got Magna Carta.
Holy Grail,
you know what I mean? That's just an amazing art piece on top of it being an amazing album. Like, that just looks nice, just period, that whole vinyl. And then we got SZA, you know what I mean? For the hot girls, you know what I mean? Out here, you know what I mean? We see,
shout out to all the toxic ladies out there.
Yeah. We represent everybody over here.
Everybody over here. Very balanced over here.
When you sent the picture of, like, of the album setup you did, and I could see, like, what is that Black album right there? That, and they happened to be the Black album.
What's the Black one in the middle?
Literally said, what is that Black album right there?
Yeah. we going to swap these out. We'll probably talk about them every week. You know what I mean? We're going to swap them out. Of course, Russ wants some more Drake representation.
We'll get more Drake representation. This is the OG lineup. This is the OG lineup.
First, I mentioned we was gonna throw Khalid up there. His first album was solid.
We had to show respect to Miguel.
After we should. We had some Mary J. We could have threw up there too. Shout out to Mary J. Yeah. She'll definitely make the lineup in the future.
But you know, we gotta get one of her like classic albums. That was just the greatest hits.
That was a compilation. The greatest hits.
Because she had classic albums and the aesthetic of the album cover. Covers also play a good part in making it to the wall.
For sure. So yeah, we'll always, you know, we'll update those, you know, rotate those.
Speaking of Miguel, Charlamagne said he's the greatest R&B singer of this decade. I want to say those first two albums is keeping that name afloat right now.
Man, those first, oh no, because Odorn was on Classical. Yeah. Right? Yeah, so yeah, them first two albums is keeping it. But no, it was crazy. And if we talking talent, like R&B talent, I'm rolling. You know what I mean? He's definitely one of them. Yeah, but what that music output, man, yeah, he holding on, man.
I got to see a lot of people's trash takes on R&B and all this stuff. And, like, people bringing Trey Songz into the conversation. Oh, is Trey Songz not alive, huh? Or is it the past decade? Like, first of all, Ready was 09, so that don't even count towards the decade.
Man.
And that 2010 album, hey, even if I gave you that is it for Trey Songz. Like,
I'll give him a Trigger. Trigger was good. Trigger was good. I give him that.
Which one was Trigger?
That was the one when he took J. Cole line, like, with that about like having your cake and eat it too. His cake, what you supposed to do? Yeah, yeah, yeah. When he, he.
I'm trying to figure out what year that was. It was a.
It's 20. Hold on.
Yeah, Scream and Russ got us. But yeah, Trigger was decent. Pleasure Pain was terrible.
Yeah,
2014.
Yeah, yeah.
So okay, yeah, no, he's had a few things in between that were cool also, but nothing greatness. Like he had his greatness, and then it's he was just putting out music and hoping something. Yeah,
he's just been rapping and putting.
That was
out music.
An example of him putting out something and something finally stick. But his shooting percentage
has
been very low. Chris Brown, they were bringing Chris Brown into the conversation and his oversaturation into the conversation.
Where's my guy? Always I've seen that, man. Y'all ain't got,
Oh man, me and Oren from the jump were saying this.
Boys suck.
This boy suck, and he's not gonna last long. Boy
cheeks,
man. One hit knows it.
But and I only bring him up because
two hits. He hit something else.
Yeah, two hits.
That was a big hit.
Big hit.
Biggest hit of his career.
Well, went triple plat on that, but. I only bring August up because one of my guys, when August was hot when he first came out and everybody was on him, he brought up a debate between Miguel and August. I'm like, you can't be
That's
serious.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't be serious. We literally were arguing, man. I'm like, I know he hot right now, and I know, you know what I mean, he talks about real issues that street niggas go through, whatever. But now I'm like, the nigga sucks. The nigga can't sing. I don't care what y'all talking about. I understand. The content's great, but he can't sing. But, yeah, man. So, yeah, but...
You know, Frank Hive showed up. You know, they pulled up. They pulled up.
Big hustler of the year. R&B hustler of all time.
Greatest finesser in R&B history.
Big finesse. He's almost up there with Ush Bucks. Hey, I need to get
pissing off Miguel.
We need some Ush Bucks for
the
pod.
Hey, I need some Ush Bucks, man.
Hey, man, he stole your swag. Russ Bucks.
I need all my guys in Atlanta.
Stole my whole flow.
Find a way
word
to get
for
me some.
Word, bar for bar.
Word for bar for bar. Man, yeah, all my guys in Atlanta, if y'all could find a way to give me some Usher bucks.
You got to go to Vegas. It's
was he in Vegas?
He's Vegas because he has the Vegas residency and it was for promotion. Get the Usher bucks.
I know it's people out in Vegas too, man. If y'all listening.
Did you get an Usher card? If you can get an Usher card.
Oh, yeah.
remember the Rush cards? That was a nasty time.
Oh, B had one of those.
I had one of them.
I got a question.
When it dropped, I was there.
So I got a question. So, like, dude, a lot of people get scammed out of money because I heard a lot of, like, variant stories.
For real?
I heard people, like, their account, they weren't getting money they're supposed to, and like checks weren't hitting like direct deposits and stuff.
Damn.
I was hearing a lot about the Rush.
B was getting this shit early. You weren't worried about nothing.
I was getting get a day early, get 2 days early.
B was fine.
B was good.
No, what I did was I didn't sign up for direct deposit because see I didn't trust it that much. It was 2009, but
it's
I
too
ain't
new.
Trust, yeah, but yeah. But I wasn't no fool.
I'll load the card.
I was putting cash in, and I was like, I'll put the cash in it on the but I'm not about to. I'll deposit the cash in it, but I'm not about to.
As much as I love and respect Russell Simmons, he has some of the funniest like failed ventures, like you know, like
all deaf digital,
the Rush card. There's always something going.
That farm Snickers.
Like as soon as he steps away with it, like leaves it in other people's hands. Like when he's when he's the front man and the face of it, it's all good.
But as soon as he sells it, as soon as he steps back,
that shit
folds. That shit crumbles. When he leaves his own baby, his own vision, man.
Is he still overseas after all that?
After
that documentary about them allegations, that man went to Bali.
He dipped. He did like, hold on, I left something in Bali. Let me. He's like, hold on, let me step out real quick.
The allegations are not funny. We're not making jokes about that.
Absolutely not.
But we are laughing at how Russell.
How Russell just.
We're laughing at Russell. We're not laughing at that.
Russell.
Praying for all the victims.
Yeah, for sure. But no, that's hey, Russell's a different type of dude, man. But he said
different.
But at least he was just like, man, look, I'm not gonna fight this. I'm not gonna. I don't want the companies that employ people because he have
to suffer.
He denied it. He's like, I'm just gonna resign from everything, and I'm fucking out. Like Russell on a different type of time with everything. He was like, nah, I ain't doing shit. But I'm gonna resign. I ain't got time to argue with you. and he dipped about it.
But these Usher bucks, man.
Man,
what a legend. City Boys up. The girls aren't catching up, man. All them in relationship, Meg, it's a wrap.
Man, that's everybody.
Michael Summer is canceled. City Boys up. We won.
That's everybody's favorite shit now. Oh, no, that's the City Boys clapback every time. Like, shit, y'all running behind Meg and all them in relationships. They ain't living out what they spitting out. they got y'all gas.
When we say we City Boys, we actually City Boys. Y'all been getting scammed all year. Derek Jackson scammed y'all. It's like, the scammers is up. Usher. With the Usher buck, hey man, we out here, man.
We won. Now the hot girls are trying to be like Meg, like, yo, they I seen it, I don't know how many times I seen it reposted when they were like, oh yeah, I'm a hot girl all summer, then until my man comes pick me up.
And we was all like, ah, ha, they admitted defeat with defeat with that.
She's like, yeah, everybody, yeah, take one more shot. She's like, nah, my man outside. All right, y'all keep doing your thing. I'm out of here. She's like, all right, hey, take one more for me because I'm out. Y'all keep the party going. I'm out.
You lost.
Nah, no more bar clothes for me.
I don't want to hear about no more of any type of points. It's
ain't no parking lot payment for me. All right, good. I'm out. I'm out early. Hold it down. Send me some pictures. Like, she definitely out on y'all, man. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it, you know, but it turns out as they said with the Usher Bucks, like, hey, look, he threw real money to the club. He just threw the Usher Bucks at the end as a promoter. That was his flyer.
Man,
and then Usher posted. Usher let everybody get their jokes off. Usher sat back, let everybody, like, all right, everybody.
As he should. That was
as he should. He's been in the game way too long. He knows how to PR. He knows. You know, he's been in this game way too long. He let everybody get their shit off. Waited 2 days, then the statements came out, and the other dancers said, he threw real money. That was team at the end. And then Usher, like, all right, coast clear. Bow. Now then, post these Usher Bucks. He did all types of posted. I'm gonna post more Usher Bucks. I'm gonna throw that in y'all face. Right,
everybody cleared it up. All right, everybody got the jokes off. Everything was cleared up. All right, cool. Now let me get back to the. Now let me get back to the promo.
Usher Bucks. So this Vegas residency, he's gonna be.
I'm going to Vegas just to get some Usher Bucks.
Usher Bucks. And I'm gonna go see that show. That show's gonna be amazing.
I'm gonna take a picture of it, and it's gonna be my first NFT. And
it's gonna be. I'm
coming for Dogecoin next. I'm coming backdoor red. I'm coming through.
That's one thing. That they should do, like, hey Usher, you definitely started your NFT, man. It's NFT now. Can buy Usher tickets to the Usher residency with Usher Bucks, hey
man, that NFT game is crazy,
bro. It's nuts. Like,
the NFT game is crazy. From what I understand of it, I'm like, man, that is so crazy. Like,
it's so crazy, but it's also beautiful at the same time. Like, shout out to Kevin Durant, man, and Nas.
With the Dogecoin, man. Jeez.
Oh, Coinbase.
Okay. Coinbase. Boy, because it got evaluated for $86 billion. Yeah, you know I mean, they bought in on some rich stuff. They bought in mad early. Yeah, you know I mean,
shout out to Nas. Nas has been doing this for a while. People don't know that Nas has been invested in companies, and it comes out. He was on Uber early.
Uber and Lyft.
He was on. Yeah, he was. It was a few of these ventures.
A lot of them that blew up years ago. That blew up. Yeah. And he was on the ground. Yeah, man.
As soon as they go public. All right, time to go public. Bam.
KD jumped in there. You know, Chameleon there over there doing their thing. Shout out to Khalees, because Khalees is still cashing them alimony checks from Nas. You know what I mean? And Nas just keep making more money.
Nas, I gotta keep making more money. Boy,
Nas is good. Nas is a good dude, man. He probably still. Yeah, you like, yeah, Khalees, you good, man. Yeah, anyway, you know.
Now he ain't even sweating that five grand a month.
Yeah, now
that 50 grand a month. I got it. I made the right investments.
All good. I mean, Nas, KD, they all out there, you know, in Silicon, you know, getting their billions on, man.
Chameleonaire been getting money in Silicon Valley for a minute. Like, people make their joke, what's Chameleonaire doing at the game in the courts? I see, like, he richer than a lot of these rappers. Like,
and the ball players.
And
the niggas he's watching. Yo, he out here. Shout outs to diversification.
You know I mean? Would retire from rap too. Like, fuck it. KD go retire. Russ, KD go be like, man, I don't even gotta play. I don't even need a ring.
He already started to talk like that too.
Speaking of KD, with him saying that about the ring, he's like, he doesn't play for championships anymore. He's like, nah, he's just trying to be the best player of all time. What do you think about that, Russ, man?
I mean, I respect it. You know what I'm saying? I think at this point, but I also think at this point, I think a lot of those younger players,
Do you believe it though?
I kind of do, honestly, because I think he's at a position where, like, not many people are going to say, like, oh, you know, it's like, you know, he's better than Bron all the time anyway. So I think Bron's going to be the last person that's still going to be trying to, like, chase ghosts in a sense, or like trying to chase something that you're probably not going to get. But, you know what I'm saying, it's something good to aspire to. So, yeah, I think a lot of players around KD's age are probably going to follow in suit. Too.
Do you think KD is chasing ghosts then, if that's the case? If he wants to be the greatest of all time because you're, you know.
Yeah,
you are chasing the ghost if you're saying you're trying to be the greatest player of all time.
No, he didn't say greatest of all time. He said he just wants to be the greatest player that he can be, basically. He's done with championships. But my thing is, like, he's playing with house money. Like, it's easy to say that when you got rings.
That's what Shannon Sharpe and Steven Everson said.
Is he just like, and like they were saying too, it's easy for somebody with money to be like, oh yeah, money don't matter. Yeah, I'm like, you up. Yeah, when you buffeting them, they like, like, oh, I'm gonna sign away all my money and all that shit. It's easy to do that when you up, yeah, like, when everything paid for, everything.
Hey guys, money's not important. Yeah, you guys.
I'm like it's a whole lot easier to say that when you have it. You know what I mean? Like I said, he won rings, so he like shit. I mean, like, I ain't gonna go down like Barkley. Like, man, you was amazing. You just didn't win any rings. Like, they're gonna be like, oh, KD was amazing, and he got two rings. Like, I mean, so.
Yeah, no, there ain't gonna be no asterisk. Like,
yeah, so I think it's easy for him to say that, man. Like, and but yeah, so I believe him. I'm like, he probably ain't chasing.
There's a lot of great players. I'm still mad Iverson never got a ring, man.
I'm gonna come back to that, but yeah, so Shannon and KD, they got the little
as I said in the group chat, I think
a little squabble on Twitter.
I think, if I tell the whole backstory, basically there was a quote from like 2000, he's like 19 or whatever, and it was a fake quote that somebody made up on Twitter, and it literally was like, how can you guys call LeBron the GOAT when I beat him two years in a row in the finals? What does that make me?
Yeah.
And Shannon Sharpe for like a year has been using that quote live TV, and the people keep saying, bro, this is fake news. Yeah. And that's a failure in his team, not like researching and being like, yo, this is fake. So like Kevin Durant was on Twitter and he was like, hey, like you've been on TV lying about me. And then Shannon was like, what about that tweet when you said about basically doubled down. He's like, what about when you were talking about why is everyone keep joining the Lakers and the Heat?
Yeah.
And then he blocked Kevin Durant. So I'm like, bro,
KD was firing him up, though.
Yeah, like Shannon could have easily been like, hey, my bad.
No, but at first Shannon went back at him, and then KD just kept firing him up. KD called him, y'all drunk uncle. Somebody get y'all a drunk uncle. He was firing him.
But also KD also said like, oh, but I'm sensitive. Yeah, you are. Two things can be true. He can be sensitive, and you can be sensitive. Yeah. Both can be sensitive. And yes, you, nigga.
And he was like, and then Shannon really got caught slipping. He was like, hey, yo, we can talk in person. I don't do this Twitch stuff. KD was like, nah, if you can talk on live TV all day, every day. Nah, we don't need to talk in private. I'm like, oh, man, KD is firing him up with these fingers.
And you can tell piss Shannon off because they didn't even touch on it undisputed.
They didn't talk about it at all.
I'm like, they definitely just kind of didn't even try to address it.
KD definitely won that Twitter battle. Some people you don't want to spar with on Twitter.
It's obviously like we know, like, majority of the time, like, you know, Shannon makes, you know, pretty good points. But I think with that one, like I said, I was just lazy. You easily could have just been like, yo, like, I was like,
oh, my bad. Yeah.
It's like when they had that, I think somebody one time, it was like during the Chris Paul and James Harden stuff, and somebody tweeted that, like, it was a fake thing. Like, yeah, rumors say that Chris Paul is making fun of James Harden's weight and say he had like man boobs or something. Skip literally said this on TV, and it was like a fake account on Twitter. And somebody's like, yeah, you know, this is like not a real quote at all. So it's just crazy.
Why would Skip even believe that?
Yeah, he was like, that's what reports are saying. I'm like, that's why when Skip be quoting about how he knows people close. Like, oh, I know somebody close to Kyrie. No, you don't. Stop lying.
He's a fake account.
Skip, besides the people that like, besides other analysts, you don't know nobody.
None of those players rock with you,
bro.
Like,
you don't know anybody in any of these camps, man. Like, you don't, man. Like, he's in the same type bubble that Lil Wayne is in. That's probably why they're good friends. Because just like how Wayne just is in his own bubble and he just do his own thing.
He just watch ESPN and that's it.
That's Skip talked to his other analyst friends, and other than that he ain't in none of these circles. He ain't, you know what I mean? Like, none of that. You ain't talking to no source.
Because we all got to remember, there's three people who've actually pressed Skip or like kind of said something on live TV. It was Mark Cuban. When I think it was when LeBron won his first ring, and like
Cuban was doing his thing though, for sure.
He was, because it was like when
he was frying,
it was like right after the Heat had beat the Thunder, and like he was on it. He was like, yeah, I love how you were like, he's like, Skip, you don't know what the hell you're talking. He was just roasting him, and then you had Sherman was kind of Sherman just wanted to be petty though.
Yeah,
he was I'm better at life than you.
Yeah, oh my god.
Sherman was mostly just
and then Jalen Rose pulled up the high school stats.
Which I always go back on that though, because I don't like that point when athletes be like, oh, you can't critique sports unless you played at the level. Like, nigga, no, yes I can, man. Well, like,
I went back and watched it for the full context. Skip did say that he was bigging him up on the previous one, and then Jalen brought up, oh, I did the stats when you said on the last episode that said that you were the big time, and then that you were like, he lied. Skip did lie, embellish on his stats a little.
Go with it. The coach hated me. Shut up. Yeah.
The coach hated me.
Boy, that is the most random. No. If you that dude, it don't matter. The coach,
the coach was hating. I was the best player in the school, but the coach hating.
The coach hated me. Nah, that ain't no real excuse, man. If you really that dude, the coach loves you.
I saw Mark Curry played Cooper Hang with Miss Cooper. He talked about his high school ball playing days, and he said, "Yeah, you know, walked in, man. I ain't like what happened to your basketball career? Like, you didn't think that you was going to go to the league or else?" Like, "Nah, man. See, like, the coach was hating on me, man. He didn't really get. I know I was the best, but you know, he ain't really give me a shot. Yeah. Like, oh, that means yeah, you just tall for nothing. Yeah, you just tall for no reason. Means, you man. Was 6'8" and
that's
useless.
A waste of
that's 100% the hey. If you ever hear athletes say, "Man, oh man, I could have, but the coach hated." Nah, man.
I don't fall for that. Don't fall for that.
And that's not to say that they weren't talented. Like, you were probably good, but you weren't good enough to you weren't that nigga, man. I'm sorry. You just wasn't that nigga. But you could have been good. I'm not going to take that away from you, but you weren't that nigga. Like you're trying to say you were, for sure.
I think I got that off one time when I was senior year. I was like, "Yeah, no, I was going to be on the team, man." But you know, they say they need somebody, you know, for the mascot, and I was like, "All right, you know, I'll do this I was the mascot. I was in that hot ass suit." I ain't gonna
throw somebody under the bus, but I was talking to somebody and they were talking stuff to me. We was going back and forth joking or whatever. And they was like, "Oh, you think you cool because you got best dressed in high school?" I was like, "Yeah, I did." They was like, I could have got best dressed too, but nah, I decided I could have chose between best dressed and most likely to break uniform. So I took most likely to break." I'm like, "No, the fuck you didn't."
No, who was chasing that stat?
No, nobody picks most likely to break uniform over best dressed. No, you didn't take that. But they definitely tried to get that off. Like, "Yeah, no, I was there.
I let you have it."
But I let, you know, I wanted to pick the most likely to break. You know, get the fuck. No. I was like, "All right, man, do that. You got it."
I'm still rolling with, man. I would have been in the yearbook more if the photographer wasn't hating on me.
Oh, yeah,
the dude that was in charge, boy,
to my dog. I know it is.
Yeah, no, he was putting his whole squad. Yearbook is just everyone affiliated with him. It's a picture. The whole school. This is the whole school. The same seven people.
He was repping for the squad.
What is the word for that? Like, when the company laundering? I don't know what the word is. It'll come back to me. I'm gonna bring it back up. Had his hand in the cookie jar.
In high school sports and high school politics, man, you got to be careful what you say to each other, especially, you know what I mean, if you're from overseas, especially if you're a foreign exchange student. And this played out in the NBA over the last week.
Hilarious.
It was Kyrie Irving and Schroeder. Is it Daryl Schroeder?
Schroeder.
All right. Yeah, I don't want to mispronounce his name. But, yeah, so him and Kyrie, the Nets were playing the Lakers. Mind you, the Lakers didn't have anybody, man, literally. But Daryl Schroeder, however you pronounce it, don't want to keep messing that up. And him and Kyrie was getting cooked. I'm sorry, it is what it is. And mind you,
cooking them.
They had KD and Kyrie on the floor. No James.
Kyrie just didn't want to be in that game. He was like, "I'm over this."
Yeah. So you know, fast ass Schroeder was doing his thing, and Kyrie came down. You know, was in his face. You know, and wow, a very 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 negative slur came Kyrie's way.
Oh man.
He was in his face, and then Schroeder, and I'm not going to quote him, but it looked like he said, "Damn, nigga, get out my face." And then Kyrie took real offense to that. He was madly upset, walked away. "Hey, don't call me a nigga." I believe that's what he said. "Hey, man, no, I'm not a nigga. That's a derogatory term." And then he doubled down after said game, after he was ejected. They both were ejected, I think, right? Yeah.
Okay, number one, I don't know why. I looked back at what did Schroeder do to get ejected? He was just standing there.
He called him a nigga. That's what it is. The refs felt that. Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have called him that.
They weren't feeling his German accent calling him a nigga. Like, "Damn, niggas, get the fox out of my face, nigga." You can't do it with the Hitler accent.
The Hitler voice. You can't call it that. They felt that.
You got to take the Frankfurt Germany out of your voice.
So, yeah, that foreign exchange student got kicked out of that game. He got suspended.
He was a little too Sokovian with it.
He got 86. Then Kyrie took to Twitter and doubled down. Like, "Yeah, no, that term is not a term of endearment." And yeah.
It hit different when you hear it in the German voice, the German accent.
he had his Dr. Umar cap on.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, damn, this is not in there.
he definitely had PR Umar draft that statement for him.
This is off topic, but Dr. Umar is the biggest Nets fan. It's like, bro, you're from Philly. Relax.
That's wild. But yo, Koofy Kyrie, boy, he was out here, man.
So it took up a couple news cycles, and everybody was talking about was Kyrie wrong or was Kyrie right, or what do y'all think?
Kyrie had the Koofy on, man. He put the Koofy on.
Koofy Kyrie.
They call him Koofy Kyrie, man. That's they call him out here. The memes and everything, they photoshopped the Koofies on him. Koofy
Kyrie. I mean, I see both sides. Like, I see, like, you know, you want to be addressed a certain way, but it's like we said, like, Schroeder's basically saying, like, damn, like, kind of like, get out my, because he was like in his space.
He was really in his face. Yeah, he was like, bro, get out my face.
Like, relax, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Kyrie, it wasn't like he didn't seek you out, Kyrie. Yeah. It was like, you are a nigga. like, nah.
All we know now is
you fucking niggas. That's not what happened.
All we know now, if he played a Clipper, I think Rondo might get in his head. I think a lot of players might try to hold, like, I don't know, maybe might try to get in his head with it too now, but they might be over now too. So
is Kyrie sensitive?
But the whole team, absolutely.
Kyrie's just weird, man.
Kyrie's a mixture.
Yeah, man, he's a mix.
But what that's I mean, what mentally, you can break him. Is what I'm saying. You can easily get to Kyrie. Clearly, he shows that you can get to him.
But or you could piss him off and he'll go for 80 on you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
I
don't know which one you're gonna. Like, I don't. Like,
it's a mix. It's a mixed bag.
You can mentally get him mad. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, you can get him mad for sure. And mad could either. You know,
it can result
to a
in
breakdown.
Two things. Like, you know, you didn't want to get Jordan mad.
Yeah, you knew what was coming if you got him mad.
I'm gonna keep it real. This is super off topic. Not really off topic, but regarding the Nets team too, I don't think they're gonna win. I don't think they're gonna win the East, bro. I just got this feeling something's gonna happen. Hot take. It's just something, man. Like, cause I know, like, the team, like, obviously you look at the roster, you look at what they've been doing, like, that's so much firepower. I just get this feeling that, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong a lot. So I don't know, man.
You're a LeBron fan. You've been wrong.
Hey, man. Hey, four and six in the final. You know, hey, four man. Rings, four MVPs,
hey, man.
Four finals MVPs
out of 10 finals.
Not
four of six. You're four and six.
Jerry West won.
That four six did sound like why do people kill LeBron?
You're four and six.
Jerry West went to how many finals? And yeah, exactly. Anyways,
okay, we don't call Jerry West the best of all time. The nigga,
he's the logo. Okay,
he's a logo. That's because they had nobody else. Nah,
semantics.
They had Bill Russell.
But no, my
what was Bill gonna do? Stand there like this?
Just stand up tall with two arms in the air.
This is gonna be the logo. This is gonna be the NBA logo right here. Bill like this with two up. Right.
But yeah, that's just my hot take. My whole thing is, like, I mean, obviously, I'm probably end up being wrong. I think with James,
like,
they only play five games together. That's what's crazy too. Like,
with James, that lets Kyrie get off ball, so he don't have as much responsibility, and he won't, you know, be on tilt if somebody calls him a nigga or anything like that. So that helps them out. And Philly, I just don't believe in. And Boston, Kemba Walker was the biggest failure of all time. So I'm like, I can't. Like, Jason Tatum does his thing, but Kemba don't be doing shit.
Those were my picks, man.
Jaylen Brown and Tatum do their thing, but Kemba don't be on shit. So. Yeah,
we'll have a conversation.
Yeah. Somebody balling.
That's what I'm like. So that's why I think they definitely win the East still. Because Philly, I don't trust Philly. Ben Simmons can't shoot, man. I don't trust Philly, man.
That jumper broke.
It's gonna come down to him shooting a shot. Hey, and he ain't,
I want to say a team, but they're gonna kill me if I say it.
Oh no, go ahead. We gotta say it now.
I got Milwaukee as a dark horse, bro.
No, we.
Hey.
What did?
All I'm gonna say is,
unlike Shane Mosley. Oh no, unlike Oscar De La Hoya. There's the blueprint on Giannis, and it works. De La Hoya said he got the blueprint for everybody.
They ain't got nobody on that team to stop Giannis, okay?
Yes, they do. They do it every year.
Who's going to stop the
whole team does. Fair. All they do is pack the lane, and the niggas.
Fair, two teams did that, okay? It was the Raptors of 1 year when they had, like, okay, they had Kawhi, and they had Bam and Jimmy Butler. I think he'll be all right this year.
You let Miami Heat with Bam and Jimmy Butler pack the lane on you?
Giannis was hurt, too. He was hurt.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man. Right. Jimmy Butler was in his bag.
He was in the bubble, too, bro. Everybody in the bubble was playing.
That was his best year.
He in the bubble were just doing like crazy shit. They never did in the regular season.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. So Giannis couldn't run and dunk like he did in the regular season, because that's what he does.
I got either Milwaukee. I got faith in Philly.
It's Philly and Boston.
I have zero faith in Boston. Zero.
Man, I definitely fuck with Jason Tatum. I'd be like, man, damn, Kemba, do something.
But you think Boston's going to fold and crumble?
Oh,
when
yeah,
they
bro,
get
bro,
under that pressure?
They probably will.
The Celtics will not succeed. I'm just gonna say that.
They definitely probably will, but it definitely in Milwaukee because they like you know
who folded Boston? Steph Curry. Shout
out to Steph, man. He been balling. He fighting for that AC
and OKC. Put them niggas in the dirt.
You said what?
Did Boston win that game?
Nah, I think I think you had to look that one up. I would love to see because if Steph can get them in the playoffs and Klay can come back and the way Steph is playing, because Klay
ain't coming back, bro.
He ain't coming back. Damn, I thought he was gonna come.
You got a torn ACL coming off that torn Achilles. Nah.
Oh yeah, he did get injured again. I'm bugging. I forgot all
Wait,
about
done,
that.
Done.
Boston
won by 5 yesterday.
Yeah. So yeah, nah.
But it's crazy because there's a stat. It says threes made this week. Steph Curry 36. Orlando Magic 33, Sacramento Kings 33, Washington Wizards 29, New Orleans 26. They didn't say Golden State. They said Steph Curry 36, and then they named a bunch of teams.
He's had 10 consecutive games with 30 points, and I think like 5 or 4 consecutive games with like 10 or more threes or something.
Hooping.
Something crazy like that. He looking like MVP Steph out here.
If they get a 6 seed,
they ain't getting the 60, but they fighting for the 8th.
Didn't Meek have a line somebody about like Kemba Walker or somebody balling?
Somebody falling.
Yeah,
Wale's Kemba line was better, but
that was a great MMG era though.
Rick Ross needs more credit for that run that they had, man.
Especially that first beat, he's introducing them as new signees.
Meek came with the intro to the album. Wale,
they were the Miami Heat when they came through. That was fire. Yeah, no, I don't know.
He signed Pill. No, I'm just saying.
He signed Pill with him, but Pill was just in the back like, yo, am I going to get a chance to rap? Am I going to get a turn reverse? Like in the New Edition movie, they just got to have Ralph singing, are we going to get a solo?
Then Ross did, just like every other label does when it's going down, sign everybody. That nigga signed Omarion.
You want a deal?
Man, Ross was giving out deals left and right. Yo, who needs
a deal? Tierra Marie, you need a deal? Just anybody,
man.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, no, that was pretty sad. But yeah, Curry's been going wild.
Man, shout out to Steph.
He's been going
crazy. That's my
Steph
is like climbing the ladder as like one of my favorite players of all time. Because man, when he get going, it gets nasty for niggas, man. Just how he scores and man, yeah, it gets nasty, man. Shout out to Steph.
Shout out to Steph. Hey, you know, shooters gonna shoot, but you know who won't be shooting is. It's Falcon. He will not shoot this nigga in the face, John Walker. All right, we went from Kimba Falcon to John. All right, the John Walker is getting ridiculous right now. Falcon Winter Soldier. First of all, let's recap this episode. Wow, what a great performance from Isaiah Bradley because that scene. It's about people are still talking about. I was out at a show last night because people that know that I watch it saw me about it. And they all talked about that great and I told y'all as soon as I said, hey, this nigga gonna get an Emmy off of this. Like he got to go against Franklin. You got to see Franklin.
Big
Franklin boy. You don't miss winning the Emmys, but boy, that was a great scene. And then the show peaked at that point and went a different direction. You know, because they had to go get back to the shrimp boat storyline. And you got to save the boat. Got to get the community involved. Got to paint this boat with us.
Hey, remember all those people that mom and dad helped out?
Everybody.
It's time to call them back.
A favor. That was the first time Sam actually was able to actually call somebody and get something.
Yeah,
I can make some calls.
He actually made some calls.
Sam still
been promising
Sam
calls.
Still get. He had another line in this episode where he's like, "You need to make calls." Like he said something. Yeah. Like he still think he got pulled and say he's like, "Yeah, I can make a call."
I thought this episode was tough. Definitely a setup, but I thought it was tough. There were some high points. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I was about to like, yo, Orange must be in a bad mood because he killed the Drake song and he killed the thug. Then he killed the Falcon Winter Soldier.
It was a tough Friday for me.
Orange is grouchy, man. This is not that bad.
It was a tough day for me. But definitely. Shout out to John Walker and his Roy Rage, man. He was just like, no, I am Captain America. He was in that hearing, tripling down, like, no, nah, fuck this. I'm Captain America. They're like, no, you're literally not. You're lucky we're not putting you in jail. You're not Captain America no more. I am.
No, I am Captain America. Like,
I did the right thing. Yo, he definitely sounded like a supremacist, man. Like, he was in that. that motherfucker wilding. Like, no, I didn't. Like, I did the right thing. He was like, yo, he was
took that serum, man. Took that compound V. Now you know, like, nah, listen, now ain't no turning. I am Captain America. All right?
And I would, man. The continuity holes in the editing, and you can see how they really was restructuring this. Like, they really did a lot of rework of a Falcon and the Winter Soldier, man. Because even just like down to like when him and Bucky was throwing the shield, it was all cool, all fun and games, man. And then they show him practicing, and he couldn't catch that bitch to save his life. Like, hilarious. But I'm like, he was just catching it with Bucky, but then when he was practicing on his own, then it was, I was like, all right. I think he should have not been able to catch it before, and then when Bucky came, they were catching it together. Like, I think that would have made a little more sense, but nah,
yeah, because they didn't want to make it the focal point in this. It's like, that was their version of like going in the backyard and playing catch while they're having to talk about racism. And like, yeah, you know, the Americans racist catch. And like, yeah, I know, right? It's crazy. They don't want you to have the shield. Like, but they said they were just throwing the shield. Like, yeah, no, that's crazy. They don't want.
Yeah, but then I'm like, but then
turn sauce into the shield.
But then after that, you can't go there. He can't catch it all of a sudden. Like, I'm like, you can't go from him catching it to him not being able to catch it at all. like.
Orin, I wanted to ask you this about this episode because you didn't say anything, and I'm like, or not notice, or and even when I brought up in the group chat, he still didn't say anything. Julia Louise Dreyfus,
in
the fucking episode. I was the real power broker in real life. All right, she don't need this gig, she don't need these checks, but she pulled up.
That's what
you
I was
say a word. I was like, because, this is Julia.
Well, because Rush watched it first, and then I watched, and I was like, yeah, I think I know what the cameo is, but I didn't know if you watched it.
No, but after I watched it, I brought it up.
Yeah, I thought I said it in the group chat. But
that was the first thing I said. Julia Louise Dreyfus, that was my first.
You know, Elaine from Seinfeld. Yeah, if for those of you guys that don't know, her father's a billionaire. She acts for fun.
she does this for fun. Really, she is fun. She's not for the check, all right?
She's for the culture. So I was like, I guess that's a cameo. I'm like,
this is a passion project.
Yeah, I'm like, that's cool. But I'm like, it sounds like, you know, she's gonna be in episode 6. She said, you know what I mean? She gonna call my man John. He, you know, shout us to him making his own shield.
Boy, that shield about to get. But that shit, oh,
he made his arts and craft shield. Man,
that shit off a YouTube video.
Real quick, what do y'all think it's made out of?
That shit is made out of hopes and dreams. Yeah. that shit out of some shit. He found the trash.
He made that shit out of aluminum.
He
foil.
Made that out of ambition.
My dog went to Walmart and was like, "Hey, yo, I need some DIY.
Yo, let me get a trash can lid.
Hey, I seen Cat One. He had a car door. What did they make car doors out of? Let me get.
He made that shit out of a hubcap. That's the same one. That's the same one from Iron Man 2. And it was like, you know what this is? And it was like half made. Like with that was not a vibrating.
So when he throws the shield, he knows that shit not coming back, right?
That shit ain't coming back. But no, he put his own stickers on there, man.
Bro, I was like, oh, it's an arts and craft project for real.
This nigga is here.
Hey,
Russ, did you know that? Did you know that about Julia Louise Dreyfus? That she's a billionaire?
No, I had no idea about that.
Not just billionaire. She been before she even started. Like, she's from a rich family, a billionaire family. She's literally when she got on Saturday Night Live, like, man, what? Like, and that's a structured schedule and all stuff. Like, and so it's like you were working and you are like, you don't have to do any of this. When she did Seinfeld, she didn't have to. She didn't have to. She was a
just loved the game, man.
She really loved the game.
How I found out. Shout out to my guy Steph.
I used to tell you all the time.
Before the first time I heard it, it was from my guy Steph. Shout out Steph. Rest in peace to his brother. We was talking because I just found out that Jerry was worth like $800 million. I was like, yo, damn, Jerry's out for work, like cash all day. He was like, yo, bro. He's like, you know, he wasn't even the richest one on Seinfeld. I'm like, $800 million. He wasn't the richest. Like, he ain't the richest one that did Seinfeld. He's like, yeah. He's like Elaine. You know what I mean, they was like, her pops is like a billionaire. I looked at him, I'm like, yo, that's nuts. I was like, she really did not.
I remember when I found this out. Like, I was, because this is like, I would just Google things for fun. Like when Google's out, when I was in high school, Jerry Seinfeld was just super rich for no reason, just eating off Seinfeld. Then I remember just going down this wormhole. Like, Wikipedia was out, it was becoming a big thing. I was like, man. I was looking at Lay, like, reading her background. I'm like, wait, her father's who? Wait, hold on. She's from the Dreyfus cartel. Wait, well, hold on. Wait, what happened? Oh, shit. She's been rich for her whole life?
Man.
When I was like, yeah, when I found that out back in high school, I was like, that is crazy. So now I just... I just look at that show differently now. I look at everything she's involved. Like, and she still ended up working, like, doing sitcoms, New Adventures of Old Christine, and The Veep, and all types of other shows. Like, yo, you doing this for fun.
Man,
and
for the love.
You've been doing it for the love. Like, yo, for the love of the craft. You know, like, this, everything's a passion project for you now. Like, yo, this little check. What am I going to do with it? How am I going to cash? Like we said with Wale getting Seinfeld on his album. It's like, what can Wale really pay? Like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like what was Elaine supposed to do with those checks that she was getting? Like,
man, nothing. Yeah,
even when they finally upped it to, like, after it was a huge hit, after fifth season, they started getting like a million an episode. It's like, still, what is she really gonna...
Man, we're like what's she gonna do with this?
What you gonna do with this? People had no idea that she's fucking rich.
That's crazy.
But
man.
This character, because, like, now there's one on YouTube.
What if the power broker is a woman?
It's Sharon Carter.
Hey, I really feel like
it ain't Sharon Carter.
I feel like it probably is. It's probably.
I know they kind of alluded to it when she was like, when she called dude. I was like, oh yeah, they probably.
She's trying to get Sam killed. Man.
Yo, do it right this time, my guy.
unless she's like a double agent.
But who is this character that Julia is playing on?
She's basically like Madame Hydra. So she basically would be like the person that's trying to restart the whole company back up.
The fact that she was like, no, and I, oh, by the way, I know you don't have a shield. And, no, I already know.
So, yeah, you trash.
And she was like, yo, it's a, you know, low key, the government don't own it.
It's a gray area.
Like, she was going in smooth. That was a great performance.
Yeah, she do it for the love, for the culture, yeah, for sure.
This episode got some great acting performances from OG veteran actors. For sure. And all that stuff. Omega, her and Isaiah Bradley, boy, they carried that episode.
Omega High Tech, that might be my favorite episode of the season so far. Outside episode one. It was just like, for me, I liked,
from an acting performance standpoint, yeah, that is the best episode. From an acting standpoint, there's no other episode this season that has, like, those performances.
Like, it started off with the action. I did want to see, like, you know, him, the side effect of him taking the serum. My prediction was wrong last week.
Yeah, we were all wrong about that.
But I think once it got down to, like, once they got the shield back and it kind of started breaking, like, when they went back to, like, the respective, you know.
Finally got my scene. Yeah. Finally, I told you I was.
Yeah, shout out to Brandon. Because
I
definitely said that.
I kept up hope.
I thought that shield throwing shit was some trailer trickery, but I was wrong.
I'm like, damn, they're gonna wait for the last episode to do this and
then finally get the shit.
But I do like, I think the conversation between him and Bucky was fire. When Bucky was like, yo, like,
racists are mad.
Yeah, he's like, they were still like, oh, why is he apologizing? He's basically saying, like, yo, my bad. We didn't really think about, like, hey, like, you know, you, like, Cat America being black, like, or how you felt, like, your perspective. So I like that conversation. And then he was like telling Bucky how to, like, you know, accept, like, kind of like the mistakes he's made in his past life too. So yeah, I thought that part was dope. And then, you know, the setup was fire.
I thought it was a good setup episode, and the dialogue, like you said, everything was good. I just thought the episode was tough.
Yeah, I think they wanted to get, like, more of a story for it, because they gave us a lot of action in the previous episode. Yeah, like, I feel like, well, we can't, because we got to get some
story.
So what they did is, if you go back and watch, I swear to God, if you know the very first, before the even opening credits, they gave us a lot of action before the opening credits, and they gave us all that fight scene with the three.
And then
they said, that's all the action you're getting for the rest of the scene. Now we got to focus. That's it. We gave
story
you plenty time before the opening credits. And then
see, what
it.
They did, see, because I was trying to compare it to, like, how Game of Thrones used to be, how, like, the second last episode would be all the action, and the last episode was, like, a whole bunch of dialogue. Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm glad y'all went the opposite direction. You say, a little bit of action, dialogue, next episode, like, yo, we just going up, man.
I did think it was funny, and I actually like that they had Bucky address it, too, because he was like, yo, why you just saying use your mechanical arm? He's like, oh, I don't always think to use it, because I'm right-handed.
Man, he wanted to feel that punch. He was like, yo. Because he hit that dude. I was like, okay, yeah, he definitely wanted to hit him on that one.
Yeah, he's like, why? I'm like, I did used to wonder all the time, like, yo, Bucky, why don't you just use the arm? Because a lot of times when he's fighting, he really don't be, like, using the mechanical arm.
Yes, I'm right-handed.
Yeah, he was like, I'm right-handed. I'm like, all right, that makes sense.
He choked Tony Stark's mom with his right hand, with his regular hand.
With his regular hand.
With his regular hand. Like, he didn't use his vibranium arm.
Because he don't think to use it. He's like, man, I'm going to just squeeze it.
And also, if you would have punched John Walker with that vibrator,
it would have been done full. That's
curtains.
That dude's skull would have been. He would have been like Battlestar, man. Yeah,
done. Now they would have been like, no, because see, you know, he got the serum, so he ain't to the punch. Yeah, ain't really gonna kill him like that.
That serum don't make you invincible.
Also, too, that suit that the Wakandans gave, I didn't say it's in group chat. The suit they gave Falcon, if that suit did not come on like the Black Panther suit did,
that's what I'm like,
I would be pissed, bro.
So it is a suit or it's a new set of wings.
So I'm hearing like it's a suit, but also like the wings of vibranium too. That suit gonna be cold.
Yeah, they've been ripping the shit out of his wings in every movie.
That was dope. When Walker
I was waiting for him to do it because I'm like he's definitely gonna do something because he's flying around a little too much right now. I'm like, nah, bro. Like he's definitely gonna do something.
Somebody had to do something to his wings because Sam been getting busy with them wings. For five movies now.
But they've been ripping off the wings. If you go watch Winter Soldier, they ripped their wing off, threw him off the fucking thing.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they ripped that one off. He's like, oh, I'm fine.
Nah, those are them busted ass wings.
They killed Red Wing early out the gate. First episode, like, get the bullshit out of there. She broke that shit with her knee, like, God, get that bullshit out of there.
Because I'm pretty sure Red Wing and the Old Wing, that was all Stark Tech, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure that was Tony shit. Before they all went to
Civil War. He's like, yeah.
Tony upgraded him. The first rings he had in
Winter Soldier.
Those is whatever the army gave him.
I know Cap wasn't cutting no check to fix the gear, so we know that.
Fucking Rumlo ripped the shit off it. Fucking Rumlo ripped your shit. Like, get some better wings.
I actually like Rumlo. Hey, he be Netflix server too.
His career's been going up. He been getting roles recently.
Fat shit lately. I'm like, shout out to Rumlo, man. He and Billions. Actually, he and Billions. Shout out to Rumlo, man. He already working. I like it.
So Falcon's friend, he's probably gonna be in the new Falcon then too, right? And he was like, "Yo, we don't do these wings; like, you can just keep them." I was like, "Oh shit!" So he gonna be a young Avenger too.
Yeah, Isaiah's grandson. You know, they've been super excited about
Brashear Gray 2.0.
Yeah, right. But his origin story is wild because his origin story is like, yeah, you know, I got the, you know, this was passed down generations and all that stuff, so I'm superhero too, and that's how he got into the Young Avengers. They found out he lied. They're like, nigga, you ain't got no power. Hold on, you told us that you had the super serum in your bloodline.
Yeah, doesn't like Isaiah get like sick or something? They do like a blood transfusion.
Yeah, and then they do a blood transfusion after Isaiah dies. Now I got.
I thought they were gonna do it to Sam in the show, like, and I was like, nigga, nah, that's a little
too much. No, nigga, you already lied to us. You have the Avengers. Like, his backstory. Is him lying on his dick. He's just lying on his powers. Like, man, oh yeah, you know, I got super soldier. Like, where? Hey. You know who my grandfather is? Isaiah Bradley. He's like, oh shit, that's crazy. So you're a super soldier? Yeah. Nigga, you said you went. Oh shit, that's crazy. Wasn't working today.
What the fuck?
I don't got it today, man. That's crazy. Man.
Powers work Monday through Friday. Weekends, it's a little suspect.
I know I should eat the vitamins, man. God damn it.
Shouldn't have had that popcorn.
Shouldn't have had that popcorn, man.
Shout out to Long's Yard. Yeah, man. I still bring that line up.
Yeah. That shit come in handy. Man,
Isaiah Bradley, they gearing up. They set him up to. I can't wait for him to do that live. I'm gonna be tuned in for him to tell.
I want to say RIP to my guy Zemo, man. I really like Zemo, man. He grew to be a real,
I got a question.
Red favorite, man.
Why'd they take him to the raft and not to Wakanda?
No, that raft is going back to Wakanda.
They're not escorting him to Dora Milaje. We're taking you.
I thought he was putting him in that. You know that whole like that prison that Tony had in Civil War. Because I was like, I thought because that was a raft. So like, I thought they were just taking him there.
We don't care how secure your shit is. He'll probably figure a way out.
We got a raft in Wakanda.
You not getting out.
I'm like, shit. If they do, they
got a force field. You can't get out of here.
They gonna put that nigga down there with Namor. They like, yeah. We'll throw you down there. We'll throw you down there.
Go chill with Killmonger, nigga.
You're gonna be in these Wakandan oceans, and that's where you're gonna be. We're gonna put you in the water.
You gonna sit with these ancestors real quick.
Real quick.
We're gonna send you to some ancestral plan, nigga.
Try
something stupid,
man. Shout out to the character development for Zemo, man. He was real good. He was barring niggas up the whole first episode.
Shout out to the Pico. I was like, hey, I want Pico. I feeling the Pico.
Coming through, man. I grew to like Zemo, man. He was barring niggas up the whole time, man. You definitely locked down. I don't know. Yeah, the Wakandans, they ain't letting you out, man. You killed T'Chaka, man.
Shout out to Bucky. Say like, hey man, listen, I'm from the Jim Crow era, man. I ain't know it was wild. Like, it was legal back then. Like, y'all wasn't allowed to at the same drinking fountains back in the day. Hey man, listen, my way of thinking was, man, like, I didn't even think.
I think that's the dope thing that they touched on him that they never got to really like go, you know, touch on with Cap. You know what I mean? It was that like, hey man. It was bad back then for black people, man. It was bad, brother.
Don't let the Derek Luke cameo fool you. He would never have been allowed to be promoted to sergeant or nothing. Yeah, like, he was part of the Tuskegee experiment.
Man, it was bad back then, man. So yeah, Bucky got to touch on that because he didn't realize it. But yeah, you was Yeah, y'all was fighting Nazis, but y'all wasn't fucking with black people either, boy. It was bad back then.
It was not.
We was putting y'all on the front lines first.
Yeah, like it was bad back then.
To get smoked, and then we was going to come in right behind y'all if y'all ain't get killed.
Man, but yeah, man. So, yeah, definitely dope, man. Definitely excited for the finale, man. That's going to be amazing. Oh, hey, what was the end credit scene again, too? I forget.
It was Walker working on the shield.
Oh, yeah. Doing Arts of Graft. It was him.
My man had a spray paint and everything. I said, that's good. He's a fucking
hey, what? Hey, he gonna, what, he going to have an X over a star? Like,
okay, so all I want to say.
What's his logo going to be?
Oh, no, it's a shit. Yeah, it's like a. Yeah, let me get a picture.
It's going to be
a
swastika.
All I know is season finale, just get, show him in the beginning, have him just whoop his ass real quick.
Get him out of there.
And let's go get rid of the flag smash and just move on.
Let's get to it.
Give us a season two.
I can't wait for Kara's scene. I know she's going to fuck somebody up. And I know she out here getting fisticuffs is coming.
Did y'all see that video of Infinity War when they're doing like the press and they had all of them sitting down? And the fan was like, yo, when we going to get a show with Winter Soldier and Falcon? Kevin Feige's like, that sounds like a good idea. And somebody on Twitter is like, man, it's kind of crazy how Marvel fans just got to make a suggestion to get a DC fans over there just begging just to get another fucking Superman movie.
Yeah. Man, they made a suggestion. I was like, oh, man, hey, that did happen in the comics. We might be able to throw it in production. Exactly. DC is still working on a good Batman film and a good Superman film that everybody likes. They can't figure that out. Everybody liked Wonder Woman 1, though. Everybody liked that one. They got it with that one. Aquaman was good the first time you watched it. The second time, not so much.
Especially watch Snyder Cut. You be mad. Like, what?
Mad.
Oh, my God. And also, shout out, I don't know if they're going to carry this storyline into future MCU movies or anything, but if they wrap up this final episode, I don't know if they might kill Isaiah Bradley off now or at least start the nigga playing the grandson. I just want to say this, he looked like he lied. Like, I don't know what it is about him. I'm just looking at his kid like, man, he looked like he about to lie.
It wasn't funny, man, but I was laughing at the end of the dialogue and the monologue, that when he was talking to Sam, and he was just like, all right, man, trust in white people if you want to, man, they ain't never gonna change. Like he basically was telling like, hey, man, yo, hey, all right, man, hey, fuck that hope shit, man. Them white devils, man. Like, don't fuck with them. That's basically what he was saying. It's like, all right, Sam tried to tell, no, the world's changed. No, the fuck hasn't.
Like, they will never let a black man be Captain America. No. And then in comes Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Hydra, from Queen Hydra. Like, we about to jump this nigga.
That's it. Yeah, I was laughing at that because Sam was just like, no. And he just old in the head. They're just like, no, fuck that.
And then he also said, and no self-respecting black man would want to be Captain America. Like,
go be a coon, nigga. Go ahead.
He got his Dr. Umar on.
I said, he got spicy at the end.
Go tap dance for the white people just a mask. You a puppet.
Yeah, he got real spicy at the end.
No, that was some real old man energy. Yeah, that's old black man.
That's why I was laughing. I'm like, oh yeah, he went OG with it. Like, he went real spicy with it, man. Like for real. But yeah, no, that was definitely dope, man.
So how do we think the finale? Russ, you said that they were gonna.
I think they're gonna head towards New York because that's where Carly and them all are, because they were going. I guess like when she was like running in that park area, I guess that's or like when that one dude was meeting up when he's on the phone with Sharon.
Yeah,
I guess that's where Iron Man and Spider Man were in Infinity War when they were fighting those one dudes. But somebody picked that online.
Oh yeah,
I'm like you know Marvel good for using the same
same locations.
There's 17 million parks in New York. But
shooting laws in New York, like that's why people shoot in Atlanta New York. They say like it's super expensive to shoot there, and they only. The regulation, they only allow you to do certain shit. It's like,
What else you think will happen?
So I feel like they're gonna probably go up to Flag Smashers. John Walker gonna do some John Walker shit and try to interrupt it. They gonna whoop his ass, break that dumbass shield, and he gonna get away. And they're going to end up probably killing Carly.
Are you still going to get away?
Actually, they're probably going to try reform Carly.
Yeah, they're going to.
Marvel always do that shit.
I'm about to say, are we not on the reform train? Like, on the reform wagon?
They're going to try to do to her what they did to Wanda. Yeah, you can change your life around.
Yeah, criminal reform. You know, Marvel always been about, shout out to Meek Mill. They always been about that criminal justice reform, man. Shout out to Marvel. You guys are progressive.
That's what I think is going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen. I could really care less what happened. I know it's going to be a lot of fisticuffs. I don't think anything from this is like, I think this is all fanfare. Like, none of it's really going to add to the ongoing story with Marvel. Like I just think.
What
it's
about
kinda,
the Young Avengers? They're setting up the Young Avengers.
Who's gonna be in the, besides Kari? Like
who, so, it's gonna
Carly,
be
who could really
once Wanda go gets her kids. It's gonna
no,
be
no,
there
no.
Too.
I'm talking about from this.
Isaiah's grandson. He gonna
okay. Well, he ain't gonna be in this last episode.
He gonna get his lie off.
He ain't gonna be in this last episode.
It's gonna be Sam's friend Nico.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what he was in the comics, and then.
But yeah, so
that's all we got so far, you know.
Yeah, I just want to see a lot of fisticuffs and everybody getting busy out there.
It's just so funny though. Like your whole character is that nigga lying. Like that's your whole persona. That's your whole character. Me, like so what's this character about? Like oh, this nigga that just be lying.
I'm probably most excited for the post credit scene, like to see where y'all going next. Well, we might see Taskmaster or something.
I got another one. Like ask Isaiah something. So what's the character? Cap. Like oh, he's Cap. America, no. The nigga cap. Nigga's all cap. This nigga just can't stop capping.
Big Keezy.
He gonna come in. He gonna cap.
Big Keezy out here, man.
But, yeah. No, I think it's gonna be a lot of hands. Lots of hands. Yeah,
definitely. You know, I think that's crazy too. Like in this one, there ain't a lot of like powerful shit, like powerful weapons or nothing like that. It's all hand to hand combat through this whole series. Like everybody getting fisticuffs.
It's just a good series. Yeah,
there's
good,
no laser
good,
shooters.
Good
there's
adventure.
No. It's all yeah. All right, yeah like it's all. It's all
we will see Julia Louis-Dreyfus again. I feel like they sent her up, and she's setting her up to have her. I think she's gonna be in future MCU. So they sent her up to be this big powerful thing, and as she should, she's like, hey, listen. I mean, I ain't really got to do this. You got to call me on. Hey, listen, I'm about to.
She probably more like, don't worry about the check. Yeah, I mean, don't worry about the check. Just make sure my role legit. Don't
just make sure my role is big.
Yeah,
right?
don't give me no bullshit role.
Don't disrespect me.
Come on, just make sure the role right. Yeah, don't worry about the checks. The checks is whatever. But make sure we get over there.
Yeah, don't disrespect my name.
Yeah, don't disrespect my name. Don't give me no bullshit ass role, man. Don't do me like y'all did. My man, don't do me like y'all did Booby Miles, man. Yeah, I mean, don't do me like
y'all wasted him. Yeah, see, I always say I blame that on after that Tyler Perry cry, boy.
Don't do me like y'all did Larry, man. Don't do me like that, man.
They did waste Larry and Ant-Man, too. Like, man, y'all could have gave him a
Lawrence Fishburne.
Y'all wasted Lawrence Fishburne.
Man, I'm so mad. I'm so mad about that because the character is actually a fire character. I'm just
and I think he probably will be in Ant-Man 3, but yeah, nah, he ain't going to be no role that he actually deserves. Like, he deserves a way bigger role than that. Like, not just an Ant-Man character.
In a role that everyone knows. Like,
is T.I. coming back for Ant-Man 3?
Nah, they already said he's not
coming back. They said they cut ties. Like, just phone with the MCU bag, bro. It's over.
Yeah,
Feige cut the ties, bro. Yeah, it's all bad.
If I know one thing about T.I.,
when that story broke, I was like, God.
If I know one thing about T.I., he gonna bounce back. But damn, T.I., you fucked up the Marvel bag. Granted, you was only in the Ant-Man series, like you weren't in like the main, vibe. But damn, you can't.
All I gotta say is Ant-Man might be the most non-rewatchable Marvel. Like I saw Ant-Man 1 and 2 once, and I had no urge to see it again.
And, yeah, like I liked them both. Like
yeah,
I liked
they
them
were
both.
Cool, but it's
but
like I'm good.
Trust me, they're always free on Netflix or all free on X-Men. Like,
they're
always
trying to get you to watch.
And
it.
I never click on them. Like I'm like, oh, I know what happened. like I'm good. Like I don't need to go back and watch it again for some reason. But I like them both. I do. Like they're not bad movies. But I just
yeah, Paul Rudd is so likable. Like, Louise is a funny character.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah. Like I liked them. They were funny. Nice, like, they were good. They were funny. Nice story. You know, Pimtech, whatever. But I just never rewatch them. I've legit seen both of them one time.
There's a fun.
As you know, I've seen Ant-Man 1 twice. I watched Ant-Man 1 twice. But other than that,
I've watched Ant-Man 1 probably more. But also there's a fun Easter egg in Ant-Man because you remember Uncle Junior from the Jamie Foxx show.
He was
in that scene where Ant-Man first put on a suit and like he fell and he landed on the roof of a car.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah,
looking
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
And the Easter egg with that is Garrett Morris is his real name because he also used to be on. He was part of the original cast of Saturday Night Live.
Okay,
he was the first black man on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, damn,
and he would do sketches.
Shout out to him.
And he was the first Ant-Man. He actually played Ant-Man on Saturday Night Live.
That's dope. Because
they thought that was just a funny comic character like that.
So
wasn't
they didn't
want to
put the black man as Ant-Man.
No, the America will never let a black man be Ant-Man.
Marvel's good for that. Marvel will definitely give you a cameo. they'll like I said, it'll be an Easter egg, but they ain't giving you the.
I'll let you be an Easter egg.
They'll let you be an Easter egg. They'll give you flowers that way, but they ain't.
Let them be a Stan Lee type cameo.
You get one of them.
Yeah, one line like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly. That's funny, man.
Yeah, no. So yeah, shout out to Garrett Morris, man. Like when they pulled up the pictures of him just in sketches playing Ant-Man and stuff, like not getting any respect with the other superheroes. But that's crazy. The old Hank Pym tech.
Man.
But yeah. Want to talk about one of the best albums to drop, man, this week, man? Young Thug, man.
Young Thugger.
Came through.
Thugger. Slime Language 2, right?
Slime Language 2.
It's a whole bunch of music.
A goat to some. A goat to many.
Like B was saying, I guess I had a bad Friday because it was huff. It was pure huffery, in my opinion.
Man, the sun was out, right?
Drake record, huff. I did like the Uzi record, and I did like Sean's verse on the record that Sean was on. Sean did his thing, and then
yes,
it was a lot of just, you know, Lil Thug. I mean, not Lil Thug, Young Thugs.
Calling his friends up.
Mediocre rap, and like nothing was good. You know, him giving his vibes. If you like that, do your thing. I didn't nothing. Yeah, if I was gonna take a Russ route, because if y'all don't know this about Russ, he will download an album and the songs that he doesn't like, he will delete them off his phone. So
hey, I don't do that no more.
Oh, wait.
call that growth.
Russ,
it's like an Apple Music. I don't do it no more.
I did not do it again.
Hey, Russ is making sure he was tailoring albums to the shit that he liked.
Like, yo, Russ. Hey, where's track 9? Hey, bro, that shit trash.
Oh, no, I took that shit off.
A&R Russ.
That shit ain't in this album.
Russ was cutting shit out of albums. But if I was to do that, like the old Russ, because I guess that's not Russ now.
Like,
I swear to God, there'd be like 3 songs that I'd keep on this joint. Like,
Russ is that dude that was running for president in that Chris Rock movie, had to stay. Like, yeah, you know, the vice president died. Like, he died? It was all over news. Not in my news. Yeah, you not seen it.
How Russ always
like, I like the Big Sean feature on that. Like, I didn't hear, like, it's on the album. Not on my album.
Not on my album. I don't know what I got.
That don't exist.
Hey, Russ is.
I want to see Russ's custom. Custom take care.
No, my custom Scorpion was fire though. That shit was heat.
Just to let y'all know, he just stopped doing this.
I stopped doing this like 3 years ago.
he did it with Scorpion. Like,
I want to see it.
And he wasn't impartial, because he would do it to Drake shit too. He would take he would take songs off of Drake albums.
Equal
too.
Opportunity.
Yeah, everybody could get it.
Equal opportunity deletion.
When Russ was telling people that you should have kept that on a hard drive, he was sending it back to your hard drive.
Try again.
He was sending it back. Yo, nah, I'm good. We didn't need that one.
And like, no, just going. It's just like certain songs. It's like, fam, I get it. Like, some of you like artists like make songs and like you drop the album. Then a year later, you're like, yo, I just really like the song. Sometimes you just didn't need to put it on there. So I'm doing it. I'm helping you. Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely want to see some of the albums that Russ done.
done custom made. Done tailored.
The EP. I want to see Russ's EP albums, man. Russ been making 10-track albums and 7-track albums.
I think one was on Apple Music. I know it's Scorpion. I think I kept most of it. I just like rearranged a lot of the order. So I was like, yo, this shit's
say you rearrange. I didn't know you could
do that. Yeah,
you can
do
that.
Well, I made it into a playlist and you know, I just like sequence it. I was like, fam.
Wow.
I was like, fam, this sequence is horrible. I was like, yo, let me just rotate this a little bit. Let me help you out, because
he disrespected.
I don't know what y'all was doing.
Hey, we should start doing that with albums, because you know how we'd be like, hey, man, this would be better, but it wasn't sequenced right.
Listen.
We should sequence them and see if the album sounds
better. I do that to Blueprint, because Blueprint is almost a perfect, like, perfect album. If you just take Jigga Jigga, that nigga Jigga off, if you take that goofy-ass beat, that fucking song off there, and it's a perfect album. Like,
nah, yeah, definitely. Man, sequencing is a real thing. Like, yes. There's a lot of albums that would be a lot better if they were just sequenced better.
Yeah, because you hear the intro and the next song, like, what
that
the
also
fuck?
Changes things about yeah. albums. Like,
even Wale, I would say all the time, like, man, I'm like, dang, he should have just switched a couple of these around and it would have flowed.
I forgot because I used to get like, remember when albums used to just get leaked, leaked like crazy, like 2 weeks before it came out, or sometimes you get like bad leaks or wrong leaks of certain albums, so it'll change my opinion. Like, I don't think an album is fire, and the people will say it's trash, and I'm like, but this, this ain't the leak,
I ain't got the version I got.
Not on my album. not on my album. And then I hear the in the range, like, no, because I remember I got Schoolboy Q's first album. And the way it was sequenced, like, am I not hearing the same album, because people are saying it was super great, but the way that I had it, I ain't like it, but when I heard the actual official, like, oh, okay, well then, yeah, this is what this order. Okay. This is all out of order.
I'm rolling with this.
This is great.
Okay, I see the vision. I see the vision. But Young Thug got a lot of likability. That's how he was able to get all those people in the suit, because people just like him. Whether they really like, some of these niggas I know, not all y'all don't really like him. You don't really like his rapping. Like, y'all like him as a person. And I feel like that goes a long way. Likeability goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Which brings me to this next topic, this Moray interview on The Breakfast Club.
Shout out my guy. I've been pushing him hard, man. Shout out to my guy.
And the personality, it worked. Because I could tell from the quicksand video that this nigga had a lot of, like, I bet if I do an interview, this nigga's going to be, like, just great energy. He just looked like he has great energy, and he looks like he will talk and crack jokes in the interview. And he showed, which is rare these days from newer artists, because people aren't used to people being able to talk in general. But having personality and not giving a dry interview and talking about their anxiety and like, oh no, this interview, y'all gonna ask me questions. But Moray win that interview, and man, this is the internet's first time really hearing him speak or do anything, and yeah, people loved it. People fell in love with this nigga's personality, which brings up a conversation that I was like kind of starting in a group chat, but I kind of wanted to have it more in depth on this podcast. Likeability going a long way your career, even without music, even without you even putting music out. Like, you can sustain visibility off of people just liking you, because there is a history of that, of people that are more like you can never drop nothing, people are just gonna love you. Like, people are just gonna love Vince Staples.
A perfect example is Lil Yachty. Music trash, let's be real. But like, he be with everybody.
Single-handedly brought down Kyle's career. Right. Kyle's been chasing Yachty's music.
We're gonna talk about Kyle in a second, but I'll put a Black Youngster in there. Black Youngster,
oh, for sure.
Black Youngster. But people like him, like he's just a funny dude. Like, yeah, but
and I'll throw another name in there, because this is an example of, and you have good music, but your personality is what took it super, because you could have just, that single could have came and went, and then if you didn't have the personality, you wouldn't have went any further. Cardi B's personality, you can't deny her personality. Like, no, but she had all that. Imagine if she couldn't do interviews, she couldn't talk. Like, her personality, like, how people grabbed it. Like, she wouldn't have got on Ellen. She wouldn't have got on Super Bowl Pepsi commercial.
I don't even think Bodak, her personality. I don't think Bodak Yellow would have took if she didn't have the personality that she had. Like, if Bodak Yellow just would have been a song, and there was no personality behind it, you can see on Instagram, you can see it, like, you know what I mean? I don't think it would have took like that, but yeah, she has both. She has the personality and the music.
I was gonna make the first album.
I was gonna make a Saweetie comment, but I don't want to pit women against women, so I'm about
to. I'm gonna do it. Saweetie's,
music trash. Anyways,
the music is trash. Her social media team is what's carrying her career.
That's what's up. Yeah, like we were saying, personality can take you.
On the flip side, if you're unlikable, that can ruin your career. Like even if you have good music, if people just, I was like, oh, it's just your personality. I just can't really give it a chance. Yeah. Like personality, like, or just coming off a certain way. Yeah. Even if you can't see it, even if you can't see, like, why do people say that?
Because then they'll give you credit, but they'll give you like backward hand compliments. Like, oh, she's talented, but
prime example, my second favorite rapper, Wale. Yeah, the people just don't like him as a person, man.
Like Nicki Minaj, because
I was about to say Nicki too.
I was gonna say Nicki too. Like,
music can be good, man, but that personality, they ain't fucking with it, boy. They'll get you with the I guess.
Also makes it hard to champion. You're trying to tell, like, no, he's like, but then that personality's like, I can't even defend.
You're trying, trust me. Oh, it's a headache over here. It's a headache over here.
Every blue moon is a headache over there.
Shit, man. Hey, man. Dang.
Wally, that's definitely a prime example. Like, oh, man.
But now let's get back to this little Yachty slander. So what happened with Kyle was, and I was going to say this for nostalgia, but I got another nostalgia. But so Kyle, very hard to defend as well, but not because of his personality, because he's a great guy. But
he has a great personality. That's what got him the Netflix movie. Yeah. All that. It wasn't the music. Yeah.
So, and it could have been the music, guys. I'll go back. We probably told the story on one of the earlier episodes. But me and Brandon, we was chilling one day. We was just watching videos on, I don't know what.
It was the night before Thanksgiving, 2014. I'll never forget the day.
Well, I don't know what video channel we was watching.
No, we was watching MTV 2.
Oh, was MTV?
The Wayans Bros had just went off. So, and then they decided we're just gonna start playing videos.
Exactly. So then, this crazy sample comes on.
Ain't no front, falling.
So we watched the video school, like, you know, a lot of person have videos, but the song is crazy. It's got Don't Wanna Fall in Love by Kyle. It was, man, we can be like, oh shit, like, yo, he might actually be some. So we look him up, we check out his music of his one of his mixtapes, one of his first mixtape. We like, okay, dude can rap. So we champing him and
great melodies and
melodies,
all, that
all that could spit.
But also, I mean, for context, it was 2014. When you don't see something coming, like, and there's no hype around it, like, yeah, with people like, yo, you gotta check this out, like, oh, now everybody's typing up like it's the greatest thing. Like, there was no pressure. It was a moment. It just naturally came on.
We were on the street team.
That sample is crazy.
So we don't want to get demonetized. We do not own the rights to that music. I don't even know if that really helps, but people seem to say that before they play music in their videos. And shit.
They go a little easier when you say that.
If you play 30 seconds of it, then you get demonetized. And also, if it's like low enough, you can get away with it.
Hey, YouTube, fuck with us. We do not own the rights to that music.
People putting that disclaimer up when they go live. I do not own the rights to this music.
I'm like, does that actually help?
It's like, nigga, we don't give up. Instagram be cracking down. They don't let you get that off no more. Yeah. They used to let you.
But me and B, we damn near should have joined the street team. We like, we telling everybody.
I think you got. I remember you got sold me.
We like, yo, hey, dude coming. He hot. He does kind of sound like Drake. He don't want to, but whatever. But he hot. Like, he nice. And then man, he met Lil Yachty in Atlanta, I guess, sometime, man. And they came with this high five record.
It's called I Spy.
Yeah, it was a high five record. They played that during playtime in high five classrooms. He came with that, man. And it was, we want to talk about hard to defend. I was like, man, all right. He only did that for the checks. Like, I mean, like, it's cool. He just did that for the exposure and the checks. Like, your big record with Yachty. Even Ebro was like, yeah, I know you did that. That was some popcorn shit. But no, he's like, when I heard this record,
then he played Don't Wait, same way I did with his phone. He's like, you know, this record, this I don't one. Even have it on my Serato, but yeah. I mean, you gonna hear this.
This is amazing. So like, same thing. We like, man, but we like, all right, cool. So I'm like, man, maybe Kyle just got the exposure. Now he gonna go back to making the music that he was making before. Hell no, he tripled down. He kept going that way.
He tripled down.
Him and Yachty did an EP. There was like five records they did together. They cut,
he did songs without Yachty, and it still sounded like a Yachty record. I lost the good one.
We lost him to the sauce, man.
Ended up chasing that ghost.
I'm glad he's paid. He got his Netflix and all that stuff, man. But yo, he was definitely talented. But now he like, nah. Now his fan base, he got a way bigger fan base of people that want to hear the high five records. He's never coming back.
Hear the nursery school
long
anthems.
Long story short, he's never coming back.
Miguel.
Miguel, we got you.
I know we keep saying disrespect.
The first two albums are amazing. Amazing, man.
And people don't even mention your first album enough, man. That first album is crazy, great. Amazing, we personally love that. Personally, favorite.
Fuck you, Miguel, man.
We know you're more than just Kaleidoscope Dreams.
We know you're not coming back, but we love you. And we love your name, man.
You got a song on Kaleidoscope called "Don't Look Back." All right.
That's what you meant by that.
You stay true to that. Kyle, but yeah, Morey, man, I think Morey, that personality, that ability, the relatability, and the approachability that he has, people are just.
We're not gonna get the Adjusting to Fame album from him that everybody else gives it to, because he said he said he likes it.
He said, I am loving this.
He's like, yeah, I like going, you know, and people like kind of taking pictures. Yo, what's up? He liked
how he explained why he is. So outgoing, like when he would see somebody, like how he is the same way with everybody. Mm-hmm. He said, like, I never know. You could be having a bad day, and someone being nice to you, cracking jokes, making you laugh, making you smile, like it could turn it. You never know what somebody's going through. So that's why I'm so like trying to brighten. Everybody's just super friendly, super always cracking jokes, trying to make you laugh and all that stuff, because you never know what people are going through. I love that attitude.
Yeah, like everybody should adopt that, because you just never know what somebody's going through. You know what I mean? And especially if it's nothing to you. Like, I'm not saying be perky. I'm not saying if you're having a bad day, try to make sure somebody else has a better day. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like, if it's nothing to you, if your day's going good, you fine. You know, try to pay that forward.
It's nothing to spread that love. Like,
try to pay that forward, man.
I thought overall it was just a fire interview. Shout out to him.
Great, it was fire interview.
Project coming Friday, so we'll talk about it next week.
Yep. He said the 28th. He said it's coming.
I thought it was 26.
He said the 28th.
That's a random day.
And remember when albums used to come out on Tuesday?
Because the 24th is next Friday.
Maybe it's 26. I don't know. You said 26 or 20?
No, so it got to be the...
I'm going to check.
It got to be the 23rd then. The 23rd is Friday.
The 28th is a Wednesday. Yeah. The 26th is a Monday.
It's a Monday. Yeah, that's what I'm like. It got to be the 23rd. I'm like, that would be a random... Granted, you can drop mixtapes whenever, but I just
you can drop whenever. I just feel like I think you don't want to compete with anybody just in case somebody
man,
big.
Who's
play.
Coming?
If
God
somebody
damn
big
it.
Drop that that
who
would
is
suck.
Dropping? Like when's the next?
I think
big
he
drop?
Might have heard something. So like,
I'm gonna drop mine in the middle of the week, beginning of the week.
Hey,
so.
can't catch me then.
Did he put it on his gram? I don't even know. You gotta watch it. But
nah, it was only in the interview.
Yeah, it was only in the interview. But yeah, nah. Yes, I'm excited to hear that. You know what I mean? He said it's just him. He said, you know what I mean?
He said
know,
no features.
He's taking a ride wave route. You know?
Yeah, yeah, he said, you got to get to know me. Because yeah, that way I don't want people, he said, I don't want people using that excuse like, oh, it only popped because so-and-so's on the record. It only popped because this is about, no, it was me.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So my question is, so if somebody like Cole calls the night before, you going to say, nah, bro, I can't push
hell
you.
Hell nah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck no.
Nah,
he ain't dumb.
He ain't dumb.
If you learn anything from that interview, he ain't dumb. nah. Niggas called the night before.
Drake goes, I want to be on your album. Now, not mine, but I like what you do.
Hey, can you send me that song? Can you leave a verse open on that song? Boy, it's on there. he ain't dumb now. But.
Yo, if Drake, yo, what did Madden Drake on the Quicksand remix, man?
Man.
Heat.
Yeah.
I look forward to
we kind of glossed over Young. Did y'all fuck with Young Thug's project?
No.
The eight songs I got through, I thought they were cool. But, yeah, I got to get to the rest.
So tough. Right,
hey,
yeah.
I do want to say because we didn't long bring so up short, that Drake tough. That Drake feature was useless.
Like, heat. I'm pushing the narrative. It's heat. Y'all don't see the vision, okay? That song is a vibe, all right?
It's a vibe.
That song
That's
is
what
a,
the kids say, okay?
That song is a vibe.
I actually like the snippet more than when I actually like heard the whole thing. Like
the snippet was up. When I heard the snippet, I hit y'all. I'm like,
no, let me give it a shot because Drake snippets are
wait till y'all hear it outside.
That snippet. Wait till y'all hear it outside.
It's going to be cool background music, but it's nothing like, I thought Drake was going to give us something iconic or something.
I could just tell.
Like, just put it on the background. No one's going to stop it. Oh, wait, hold the song, y'all.
Especially because... when Thug had previewed it or did the snippet, like he started the song from the beginning, and the way Drake came in, I was just like, man, that don't even sound like that's gonna be something. That's why I was like, yo, because usually when Drake's on the pitch, he usually tried to start it off with something. Like he start off the verse with something, or whenever there's a snippet,
he started off
with some bars or something. Like you be like, oh okay, or
people, some type of chant or something, yeah. something they can do call and response type of deal at a concert.
That ain't what I heard. And I was like, oh, this is sounding shaky.
Like, oh, they ain't gonna shout that at Go Room.
Then I was like, oh man. Then I heard Then when I heard it, I was like, yeah, man, it's tough, but.
Yeah, no.
Russ is bumping it.
Push the narrative, bro.
I'm pushing the streams, man.
I will continue listening to the Proud of You with Uzi. Shout out to Uzi, keep doing your thing, man.
That was E2. Shout out Uzi, man.
Shout out Uzi
when he's not a weirdo.
Did you like the baby track?
Nah. Well, baby didn't go off. That was the baby streak. I think ended with that one because he didn't. There was nothing.
Ended the streak.
He ended the streak with that one.
That song was Brock Lesnar. ended the Undertaker streak.
Yeah, I'm like I heard it. I was like, damn, baby, you didn't. All right. I mean, I like Thug just bringing the worst out of people. I see. Except for Uzi. Keep doing anything.
I know everybody heard it. Huff ass Travis Scott on Diamond Dancing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, let's get the agenda going,
Travis,
Russ.
Travis Scott. Russ got something to say. The South got something to say.
Yeah, so I remember back in 2018 when Travis Scott had that very successful year with Sicko Mode. Astroworld album. So shout out to
Travis. Push the agenda, Russ.
Ever since that, Travis Scott has been fucking Huff. Highest in the Room was trash.
That was
Scott's with Bum Ass Kid Cudi was trash.
Well, that's Kid Cudi.
Okay.
Shots fired.
Like, shout out to him for like selling merch and doing all
bundles.
The branding, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely showing the fact that you can't use bundles for number ones anymore. It's showing Travis Scott ain't got it anymore. So he's been throwing up bricks. All right, that shit is terrible. That's why he didn't give y'all another album.
Push the agenda, Russ.
I want y'all to know that in Russ's phone, there's two lists. There's a list of people that you compared to Drake. And there's a list of people you compare to LeBron.
Amen.
And when y'all fall off, he is right there to let you know.
Yes, sir.
I would put you in your place.
Anytime. I told
it
you.
It was all fun and games when they was comparing Travis to Drake about being the biggest artist and all that stuff.
Man, I was hot, man. I was on Twitter arguing. I've been arguing that shit for 3 years. They were like, man,
Russ took notes.
They are not on the same level, okay? They never were. Stop it.
Russ took his notes, man.
I was waiting. I was like, all right. I'm
Russ, don't forget he got the hit list.
I was like that Sting gif when he's sitting back in the rafters just waiting. I was like, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait this out because his ass ain't do shit in the 3 years.
Oh man,
but he better ghost riding for Kanye again. Oh, like nah, man. Dog. It's,
that is comedic.
It's showing when he ain't got Sahai helping him write them rhymes. You know, Travis ain't got it.
Damn, Sahai was writing Travis's too. I know he's writing Kanye's, but Travis too.
It's you know it's a problem when Nav at this point, in my opinion, is rapping better than Travis Scott. All right, and shout out to Nav. I'm pushing the Nav narrative nowadays too. Nav embodied shit.
Push the narrative. Push the agenda. Russ, what's the agenda?
I used to Nav's first project. Huff. Ever since then,
what? I thought his first one was better than. His
I don't
first...
want to hear about him rapping about how he couldn't afford shoes. Now he can afford them now because he got a Lambo truck. That was every song.
He was capping.
That last project,
him and the Metro Boomin was whack. His first album was I'm talking about the mixtape, the one with Weekend, the one that has the Weekend.
That was his first album, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't his first album. His first album came after that. That was Huff, and then he came with the Metro Boomin.
The Metro thing was a waste of good beats. I'll admit that.
Metro Boomin don't be having. He be having beats, but he don't be having chemistry with the people that he want to do a whole album with. If it's not the niggas they started with, like
it's not Future or 21 Savage.
Right. Don't stop. Like when he does Big Sean, he got killed. It's like
boy
when he did with Nav, it was a hot track. Like he don't work mesh well with niggas outside of his camp. Like trying to give him a whole album.
Man, who's that's not them. Who's Ray Shrummer's producer?
Mike Will.
Mike Will, not yeah. Okay, yeah. Shout out to Mike Will. He
sometimes that. Mike Will's Zaytoven. I'd be lumping niggas together.
She gets to Mexico. Yeah. But
all right. Do you want?
But right. Now, I will say about Travis though. Birds in the Trap Scene Midnight was his best album for sure. Rodeo was second, I think. Astroworld was third. Astroworld was like Sicko Mode was great. He had some good records on there. I'll say the majority of the album was good, but in comparison to the latter, I'm going Birds in the Trap Sing Midnight as his best project for sure. And I will say musically, I would say he's on a skid. I don't know about 3 years. Russ is
3 years, man.
I don't know about 3 years. He's on a skid. But
Kardashian bundle.
But man, can he push products? Boy, he got them little kids buying McDonald's by the boatload.
Like, his concert was fire though. I can't shout him.
And it's crazy though. Like you're not ordering nothing but like two cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it's like
and some chicken. Like
you got Jack special. You thought
they didn't make nothing new for him. You just order. You just get his order. like what he normally orders.
Like if you go to the House of Comedy and you order the branded, it's just a Henny Coke.
Yeah,
it's just a Henny Coke.
They didn't make nothing new for him.
it's a Henny Coke.
Like McDonald's didn't make anything new for him. They literally was just like, hey man, what do you eat? All right, we'll throw you some dollars so we can use your name and people can order the Cactus Jack meal or whatever. I mean, like order the Travis meal. And kids are stealing posters. anything with Travis's face and name on it, boy, them hype.
And then you say they were stealing signs.
The signs from McDonald's. They had like him on it and shit. Like that. Yeah, they took that man. He sold out of all those seltzers at the liquor store. You couldn't even find him no more.
They pushed the agenda, Russ. Yeah, what was the concert looking like? What was the demographic looking like at Travis concert?
It was very Yacoubian. Them concerts. It was a look, man.
Very Yacoubian.
I felt very old being in there, and I look young as shit. So
it wasn't Black Twitter in there. Like they like to push the narrative.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be here.
Man,
the prices were the seats were good and the prices were actually kind of friendly, so that was positive.
Good.
But
oh, okay, that's good.
Hey, Russ, do you want?
I'm still rooting for Trav though. Trav got some heat coming, man.
He's in the valley, man. All right, so listen, but hey,
you do got to stay out the valley.
That nigga is key.
Nah, man. Trav stay in Houston. He be at
bro. Trav in Calabasas.
Trav is in Calabasas.
He go to Houston to look
just
good
for the basketball game.
just for basketball.
Bro, he definitely James Harden in Houston. He definitely ain't going to Houston no more.
He ain't been to a game since James.
He been in the soccer place.
He ain't mob ties with Jay Prince.
He not speaking out on Black Lives Matter. That nigga is in the
valley. Bro, that shit is so crazy that they try to gloss over. Like, bro, he was talking mad wild when that Mike Brown shit happened.
Yeah,
how's it going, man? Travis out here sounding very Fox News.
Stay out the valley, man.
No, fam, that's not just valley. That's Kardashian. Man. Like that nigga went to the trenches of the sunken place. But man. Do you want to? So, Rusty, are you in the mood of also pushing the agenda of a recent fight that went down with Jake Paul? Man, Jake Paul. Hey, man. Hey, man. How's it looking for? He's legit now.
Man, okay, so he fought like some dude named Ben. I think Askren.
Some dude named Ben.
He's like a retired like UFC fighter. He gets ass beat basically. I don't know why anybody thought this was actually like an entertaining legit fight. That fight was over like the first round. Like even Nate lasted like what, 3 rounds at least? He started falling down the second round.
Yeah,
I'm like, shit.
I think he made it out of one round.
He definitely took a dive because they're probably like, hey, bro, just get knocked out. Take this hit real quick.
But push the agenda. He's ready for Deontay Wilder.
Deontay
they asked Jake Paul, who you fighting a real boxer. He's like, man, I'm just happy to be here in my life. I just really want to enjoy the moment. That is Cole for hell no.
Fuck yeah. No.
I will keep fighting these bums.
I respect what they do.
If
that was Logan, he would have been talking cash shit.
Man, he be talking cash shit about his brothers, though. He'd be like, nah, I beat my brother's ass. My brother be getting his ass kicked because Logan be taking L's.
That Logan and Floyd fight died real quick.
Buddy ready for Floyd.
Buddy was like, oh, man. As soon as they started talking about actual, he saw the footage of Floyd fighting. He was like, COVID, bro. COVID.
But, COVID. I'm going to give Jake Paul. He did two pieces. That two piece was clean. Like, he hit him. I don't know if that would have been enough to take you out, but he hit him for real. He hit him flush. That was cool. And I want to shout out their sponsor, Triller. So before the fight, because I had no clue this fight was even going on.
I had no idea.
A clip came across my Instagram that they had a slap boxing match.
Hilarious.
I don't mean like, yo, they were squaring up and you could only throw slaps at each other.
Open hand slaps.
No. This was, you stand face to face like you're battle rapping, and you take turns slapping each other until one person quits or falls or gets knocked out. In this case, all three happened at once. So there was this really brawlic Yakubian versus this dude that looked like a New Yorker, real Charlie Clipsy, looked like he could be from Harlem. And they went at it. The Yakubian, his slap, it was a hard slap, but it did not do nothing to the chin of the Harlem Knight. And
he gave him that Harlem Heat.
Yeah. Oh, he came back with the Harlem Heat. So
for you, nigga.
So he came back. Oh, Kyrie don't like that. But so yeah, the Harlem Knight came back with the smack, and dropped the heavy set Yakubian that looked like he was definitely Bubba Sparks. You mean with the beard, and dropped him. He was done. It was over. But I was like, yo, what is going on? What did I just watch? I remember they tried to push this agenda of this whole slap competition thing, like when I was in, you know, middle school or something like that.
They tried to do that for a while, I think.
And it doesn't have any legs because after two slaps, you're not into it no more. Like you like to see the initial.
I don't want to play no more.
Yeah, like, I don't want to play no more. You
even watching it, like I like watching the first one, like damn. But then after that, like if y'all have a long match, you just see red hands and red faces. Like it doesn't. I'm like, you know, it's not entertaining if you.
That league will have one one particular race demographic.
But the fact that they put this on before the J Paul fight, like Triller is on a whole nother level. If you need anything broadcast, reach out to Triller because they will literally broadcast anything.
They did
box celebrity boxing matches. They doing slap box matches.
They versatile, man. They doing everything.
They doing versus.
Hey, they say that Jake Paul fight that got more streams and stuff outside of Triller than actually on people, because people found out afterwards, it went viral. After.
Yeah,
people didn't watch it in real
Nobody
time.
Knew. Did he? They must not have cut Jake Paul the check to promo for that, man.
Or maybe he did, and just his fan base, because that's the thing. That's some people can have a huge fan base, but not be influential in the culture.
Like,
if you don't got the cool kids talking about it, then
millennials and the cool millennials.
But like
and all
your
that,
YouTube subscribers are
you
probably watching.
You guys got to understand that we don't know everything, and we don't watch everything, and we're not into anything, especially this new lane that is YouTube. There are people out here with ten million followers. He has a following, and he can sell.
Yeah, yes.
Not to us, because we don't care.
Bro, I'm real true. I had no idea who Jake Paul was a year ago.
There are Asian kids. Yeah. There are like Korean kids. Like they got like a 50 million, yeah, 50 million subscribers.
Not,
and stuff.
Not views on one video. Yeah, subscribers like people that lock in and watch every single video.
I think it's crazy when you see people who just like do like those random like fake skits, like breaking up with my boyfriend or something like that, playing a prank. I'm like.
they be going for it on the content, boy.
Yeah. Some of y'all couples got relaxed, man.
Hey, them content creators, man. I'd be like, all right, enough is enough.
There's mad white people with hella YouTube subscribers in there.
There's a bunch of YouTubers. Like,
and black people. And there's mad people, and yet they have no impact on the culture.
Man,
you have your fans.
Especially, man, that car realm on YouTube, like people that modify cars and do car vlogs and all that stuff. Oh, yeah, that market is out of there. You can make great money doing that. It's crazy. But, yeah, so he probably made good money, and he probably got some people to tune in. Like I said, we didn't know about it because we don't care. Like, we're not in the YouTube realm. I only knew of Jake Paul because I have a younger sister, and you know, TikTok and all that stuff all coincides. So I knew of the name, him and his brother or whatever, and But
I knew about him a year because I
didn't know.
I'm like, kind of in tune. Even if I don't watch your shit, I know like a lot of the top YouTubers and all that stuff like that. Like it's crazy because Timothy De La Ghetto, before he was on Wild Now, before, like he was always a big YouTuber. Yeah. But a lot of people didn't know about it unless you were a part of his YouTube fan base. He was huge on YouTube for like 10
the first
years.
Time I heard about Jake Paul was like through All Def when they were reviewing that All Day Bro video with him and Gucci Man. They did the remix and they were like, "Yo, this is the worst shit ever to happen in hip hop."
Hey, Gucci, will grab a check real quick from anything.
Bro, paid him $500,000 in a video. I'm not blaming Gucci. And his verse was cool, too. I was like, shit.
But it's crazy. Like, the way YouTube be cashing out, it probably paid for itself. Like, YouTube probably paid for Gucci to be in the video.
Yeah, he got the subscriber. Like, I'll get that back. I get the views. I get a penny per comment. I get everything. I get all types of
Let me just drop three behind the scenes before the video come out.
Get some momentum, cool. and then
that's it. Yeah, we got the money for that.
Speaking of Triller, Snoop Dogg, who is owns a piece of it. Getting the bag. And but that's not all he's partnered with. We know Snoop, for weed and smoking weed. But you know who we don't know? The person he partnered with, Jahlil White, also known as Steve Urkel, out here cashing out, opened up his own strain of weed and finally went viral because he's finally fucking embracing the fact that bitch, you are Steve Urkel. All right, there ain't no running from it. that's what we know you as.
For you guys that don't know, Jahlil White, he's definitely been he has not liked the Urkel mantle after Family Matters was over.
Nigga, you did 10 seasons. What do you expect?
He didn't like to be called Urkel. He did not embrace it. He did not. He wouldn't do any of the jokes, the voices, nothing. If you seen him,
don't ask him if he did that. He's not gonna say, "Did I do that?" No. Come here, Steve. Don't do none of that.
Your name is Urkel.
Not playing. He was square up with you in the gym.
Man,
if
you wanted a picture, you had to call him Jahlil. He was not going. there was no Urkel grab a picture. Nah, none of that. He wasn't going.
You can curse him out. Call him a bitch. Just don't call him Steve.
Do not call him Urkel. Do not ask him where his glasses are.
Don't ask him if he got any cheese. Don't do none of that.
He wasn't going. But he must have been hanging around some ethnic people or some people that are in that dabble in the marijuana field, he found out somebody was calling it Purple Urkel, and he was like, "Oh, that sounds good," but it is Urkel.
It is Urkel.
Who better to push Purple Urkel. Than Urkel himself.
Steve Urkel himself. Like, oh, for a check? Because, boy, I have been down bad. I was cashing out on Urkel for a while, but, boy, goddamn it, now I can really make some money off of this name, and ABC don't own it. So I can actually get real money off it and sell this product. Because my fans are now grown up, and they all smoke weed, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
There's a huge market. There's a huge Urkel fan base. They're not kissing no more.
Man, did they have a weed episode on Family Matters?
No.
They didn't? Oh, yeah, we wouldn't.
They had a cigarette episode. Cigarette in your hands. Hey, that's bad. Did you know it causes emphysema and it causes cancer?
They had the cigarette episode, man. Right there with there was probably a dare. That was probably
Myra, put that cigarette down.
That was probably sponsored by Dare.
They did a PSA there. Like, hey guys, this episode we had a lot of laughs and jokes, but what's not serious? What's not one thing's not a joke? Lung cancer. Do not put them cigarettes down. Hey, dare to be different. Hey. Now they did one for the gun episode too. Yep. At the end, like we had a lot of fun this episode.
That was 90s sitcoms. That was
their thing.
If they ever did a serious episode after the episode, it cuts to the whole cast
talking. Everybody like, hey, stop the violence, y'all, and everybody pull up the peace sign. Peace. Like, they did one on Hang with Mr. Cooper. I just watched that episode recently. And then, you know what? They also did it. The funniest shit in the world is they did a weed episode for Wayne's Bros. And I'm like, right after that, y'all did a scary movie. And the niggas, like, your whole character is about pot smoking. Oh, like, hey, people smoke weed for like, the depression, anxiety, and stuff. But smoking weed is not cool, guys. Wayne's Bros, man. Stay safe. Stay drug free. And then, but then Scary Movie was premiering that next week, and your whole character Shorty on there, Marlon, was a weed head and all that stuff. There's literally a scene in Scary Movie 2 where you are in the street and a plant actually rolls you up and smokes you.
You want to talk about writers' rooms? I'm like, boy, the Scary Movie writer room. They were just like, shit. If it, it,
they People just throwing shit at the wall, man.
Fuck it. Hey,
the writers' room was Marlon, Sean, and Keenan. That was the writers' room.
They just said, "Fuck it, we doing whatever." We well, what if we have a blunt roll? You?
Yeah, no. There's a video.
You don't
of,
say.
There's a video of Marlon talking about pitching that. Because he came in and he didn't have nothing to do today. Like he needs a scene. And I was like, and then like, what if the blunt smokes you, it rolls you in the blunt, and or he pitches the key and like, that nigga, are you out of your mind? They're trying it, this is actually pretty funny.
That's funny. But we definitely excited for the Moray, man. Did we ever find out the date for that?
Man,
you gotta watch that.
Yeah, we just got.
We'll put it in the description below.
Everybody, for our
YouTubers, we'll put it in the description.
Everybody, go watch the Breakfast Club interview. Yeah. We'll just plug the Breakfast Club, and then that'll give you.
At the end, he tells you when the project drops. It's next week, I think, or possibly the week after.
It's in the 20s.
It's the 28th.
Okay, so on Wednesday, he dropped. He knows who's dropping on the 30th. He's like, yo, I don't want that smoke. This is my day. He makes sure Moray Day is all about him, all right? He has the personality to fucking do it. Y'all ready to get into some nostalgia?
Nostalgia, man. I'll kick it off. Earlier this week, it marked the 24th anniversary of Feeling It by Jay-Z.
Heat. Greatness.
All-time favorite song for me. All-time favorite song for me. Off, you know, Reasonable Doubt that dropped in '96. It's funny that I didn't realize until I was looking at it over the week that was like actually even a single. Because of course, you know, when you hear Reasonable Doubt, you hear about the Evils and you know, Deborah, all that. So you hear about all those. So, but yeah, no, amazing record. I think it embodies me as a person, like really cool, really smooth. But then really, I'll pop my shit. Like Hov's really popping shit. Like the whole joint. Like yeah, definitely a vibe. Shout out to Feeling It, man. 24th anniversary of that.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I be listening to, this week I've been having such a great week with Dogecoin. I think I'm Hov. Like, hit that, like, yo, this money's
going to Rich Brandon on the way.
Rich Brandon's on the way.
Rich Brandon's still loading. Out
it's
here,
still loading.
He's
boy.
Still stacking.
Still stacking, boy. Ain't stopping yet. Shit don't never stop. And that's now just thing I got. It's speaking of anniversaries, it is the 13 year anniversary. Lil Wayne's A Millie. Can we talk about the impact of A Millie coming up?
That 50 million freestyles off that beat.
Yes, that's what also makes it iconic. 420, no pun intended. That was the original. So that's coming. The anniversary's coming. So I definitely want to talk about the impact of A Millie. Like how many freestyles were done over that beat? Like, cause boy, I feel like the entire industry.
I feel like one day we're gonna have to break down like the most used like freestyle beats.
Nigga,
like the past like 50.
No,
like,
A Millie gotta be out there. Nigga, Neo got one. I remember Neo. Lil Mama had one.
I'll tell you the verse that you
Lil Mama had. Lil Mama did one, and then she did, and then she went on 106 Park and performed that. Like not even her own song. Like
yeah, people was like,
you got a Millie freestyle. Yeah, I do. Put the beat on.
People was like at concerts. They was doing their version of a Millie. Like that shit was floating. That shit was out here. But you won't hear the Corey Guns version because Corey Guns watched Wayne on a Millie, and
they had to scrub that off.
Yeah,
the internet.
They definitely scrubbed that. They pulled a Russ. Like, they got that out of there.
Like not on my song.
Yeah, not on my song. Hey, y'all hear Corey Guns?
Never happened.
not on my album.
Wasn't on my album. Yeah, no, they got Corey Guns killed that. But yeah, and then everybody did that version. It was almost up there with the One Blood remix. You know, it was 20 One Blood remixes.
But Game decided, like, yo, dude, instead of everybody having their own, we're going to put everybody on this one.
But so, he had seven of them. Though, like,
yeah, it was seven of them. He's like, all right, enough is enough. All right, everybody else that wants to do it, we all get on the record. It's going to be a 20-minute song.
It was seven remixes with 20 people on each one. You know, like, everybody got a One Blood verse, too. But yeah, it was all gun orchestrated. Everybody else is doing it on their own with a Millie. But
a Millie, you couldn't. There was an Obama one, like a nigga just doing an Obama press. Obama, because Obama was running for president at the time. And, you know, it's part of the campaign that helped his campaign, by
amazing.
The way.
But yeah,
I think it was like Alpha Cat or something, or fucking Jay Farrell or something.
that man. And then he definitely shouted out, you know, one of my favorite movie characters of all time, Mike Lowry, in A Millie. So yeah, nah.
That Dennis Rodman line can't fly today. Yeah, y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, but it also but it also spawned one of the greatest, like, okay, you a goon, but what's a goon to a goblin? Like,
and then now everybody,
and then people kept using that, referencing that, and then Wayne kept using it. He kept just starting assembling his own shit. Like,
but then I'm like, but it's just funny how like that grows. Like, okay, yeah, okay, what's a goon to a goblin? But oh yeah, but what's a goblin to a demon? All right, what's a demon to, like, yo, it just keeps, it just keeps like keeps escalating. Okay,
what's a king to a god? What's a god to a non-believer? But,
like, they just kept, they just, like, there's like 20 renditions of that, and it just keeps going up and up and up. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, no, how can we talk?
But Wayne used to do it all the time. He's like, yo, he was like, something to a man with a badge, or what's a man with a badge to a guy on the ledge, or something like that. Like, nah, nobody care about your badge, nigga. If I'm about to give myself, fuck you, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, that was, hey, Wayne used to get that off a lot. Like, yo, what's this to, but this is nothing to that.
Yeah.
Type of thing. That's, and
he had a punching style that was, even that goon goblin bar, like, he would just randomly bring it up on another song, like, hey, fuck these niggas. Okay, you're a goon. What's a goon to a goblin? And he just, now he's just singing as hook, like, just putting melodies on it. Okay, you're a goon, what's a goon to a goblin?
Like, we studied mob was dope. Wayne was, that was, hey, that Wayne there was crazy. But shout out to Millie, man. I feel you, definitely. Where were you when you first heard of Millie? I have no clue.
And this is a different time. This is when you could still work a record, it'll be bubbling in another region and all that stuff. This is before social media, where everybody dropped at the same time, so everybody got it at the same time. It was like, I remember it definitely wasn't on the day that it dropped, but when it migrated, and I just started hearing everywhere. I remember the school year was ending and all that stuff, and then summer.
Yeah, for sure.
I was in my college dorm, I believe.
I'm like, it was definitely.
So I was definitely in my college. And I remember the girls I was around when at the time. So I forever associated it with that time. So yeah, 08, man, that legendary run. I don't think we'll ever see another song that again.
I mean, but didn't we get one? Didn't we get one that everybody was jumping on recently? It was.
I know back in 2014, everybody wanted to rap on 0 to 100. I was like, bro, y'all niggas gotta stop.
A lot of people did. Man, there was one just recently.
Level of a million.
I don't think
we'll ever get one.
Definitely on a level. Everybody was doing Bodax though for a second too.
Now everybody keeps doing that. What is it? That jukebox song.
David
jumping on the jukebox song.
My nostalgia is so you remember back in, like, we used to watch like 90s, like if it was like commercials or movies where like they would have like this huge breakfast spread and it'd be like I think we told this before, but I just thought about this again. They have like eggs, bacon, waffles.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would they have cereal there? Like, who the fuck gonna eat that and cereal? And then number two, when it was like mostly like one of those movies where it's like a typical like suburban like white family. Oh yeah, we made breakfast. I'm gonna grab an apple and go to school.
That was the go to in every suburban kid that was about to go do some bullshit. They were like, that. I made breakfast. Oh, I'm good, mom.
Hey, mom, grab it like a little strawberry. All right, then, mom. Hey, man, gotta go. It would piss me off so much as a kid.
They cooked the whole breakfast. They got pancakes.
I'm like, man, they got mimosas and shit. Like, I mean, y'all got everything.
They did that shit on All American once when Spencer was sleeping over. I'm like, fam, what the fuck? Like, I got an omelet bar over here. Like, fam, what is this?
I'm good. Thanks.
That mom did not make that all by herself. I'm like, okay, this is cap.
That's great. We never got to get our All American Snyder on.
All right, man. But before we go, hey, Franklin, a big saint. He was out here doing work this last episode of All American, man. He was out here calling all types of shots. I was like, hey, I see you actually putting in work, Big Frank. I see you, man. Shout out to Franklin doing his thing.
Yo, Spence, man, what's gonna happen how's the season gonna end, man?
I just watched the episode last night. I was like, okay.
I told my barber, I said, either Olivia or Layla gotta go. Y'all got both the same problem. One of y'all gotta go. Cause Spencer ain't even,
Spencer will say,
whatchamacallit, Coop ain't even getting on my nerves this season. So I'm like, okay, something's wrong.
So something's off. Her contract's ending.
Something's wrong.
Free to gas.
I'm about to be 35. Yeah, I don't even think I can play a junior no more.
Free to gas gotta go back to Empire.
they gave Spencer a rap, like, nigga, stop trying to save everybody, my nigga. Do you, my nigga.
Yeah, they finally addressed it.
Shout out my guy Wing. Yo, All American keeps getting all these 90s actors that, like,
shout out to my name, Wing from 8 Mile.
Who was that one, the kicker's mom? Cause she was on Sister, wasn't she?
Shout
out to Spence, like, finally somebody finally telling him that. But then I was shook because they was talking like, hey, man, I thought Spence was like league like bound, like, but this nigga don't got no offers. Nah, I was like, nah. I'm like, he had no offers all this time. All this time, I just knew like he was solidified, like he had big schools, he was gonna pick between big schools. But then old Tay did like, oh yeah, nah man, that coach left, man. So then he's like, damn, that was my last chance. I'm like, damn, you don't got no offers either. Oh, ain't none of y'all going to the league.
Tough, man.
I'm like, oh, ain't none of. Oh, I'm like, I don't know how you thought you was gonna save LA and you didn't have a big school offer in your senior year in the last few. Oh nah, this is all bad.
Oh, by the way, when I mentioned Wayne, that was also the era where like mad different leaks were happening when that movie came out. Yeah. Different versions of the Carter album.
Yeah, the Carter 3. The Carter 3 mixtape was fired. That was supposed to be the Carter 3.
Not on my album. It wasn't like not the one I had. It was I had a different Carter 3.
Shout out to that Wayne document. That documentary for Wayne was dope as hell back then too.
Oh yeah,
it was. Yeah, I had different Carter 3 albums.
Man, I had like three. I had like three of them. But yeah, man. Episode
53.
Yeah, man. Like I said, man.
Shout out the merch one more time.
Yeah, man, shout out to
Steam Garments.
Like I said, check them out on Instagram at Esteem Garments. I'll have the site and all that in the description for our YouTube viewership. We'll put it in the description of this episode and all that stuff too.
At the bottom of your screen.
I ain't that nice yet, but I'm gonna get there. Don't worry, I'm gonna start putting stuff at the bottom of the screen. But thanks everybody for tuning in for this episode, man.
Yeah,
definitely had a lot of fun on this one, man. And yeah, so we stepping it over the production of the video, so
high quality. We got three ring lights up in here. Yeah, right?
We trying to fix the light, you know.
Star skins over here. We gotta get the lighting right.
We knowing and growing, man. Shouts to B. He took the mask off, you know, man. Yeah, I mean he went real future on him. You know what I mean? Yeah.
<That's what, laughs> comedy glove. I put it back on though because them white people's in their wallet.
It was running laps. COVID was running laps.
Yeah, no, I ain't trust the seating arrangement that they had, man. Like, they had people bunched up.
All right, man. Yeah, that's episode 3.
I'm at episode 53. I am at Brandon Ridley.
At @O_Ridley.
And T Russell 3Ls.
And we'll see you next week.
At Sunday Dinner Pod.
on all social media platforms. Plates.